controlled by Holden Farmer. And he slides in and puts it up and in. The right, that foul was on Ethan Kelly, number 14. So the other way we go. Birch with the basketball against the man-to-man defense. He'll take it out there to Kelly.
John, who shot the free throw down here?
That would have been Micah Makings, and it did not go. I didn't write it down either. Good thing we could remember one. At the other end we go. Birch has it. Elevates. 15-footer. Too strong on the right baseline. Rebound grabbed up, and on the run the other way comes Aiden Burke. Leaves it for Farmer. Thought about it, didn't. He'll drive down the lane. Missed it short. Contact. No whistles. And the rebound to Kelly. He pushes it ahead, and he'll tip it up and in off of the miss by a teammate there, Caden Monning. So Kelly makes it a 4-3 ball game. Inside it goes to Making. Spins. Backs in. Around the rim. Won't go. And a rebound grabbed up by Kelly. Kelly will bring it up himself here. Coach Eric Day up, instructing from the side. Makings guarding Kelly up the floor, and now it's off to Jake Day. Day works around the perimeter on the right side and gets it to Kelly in the corner on the right. Kelly moves back out, now whips the ball across to Birch on the left side corner. He's on the baseline, tries baseline, no, goes out, back in. Too hard off the glass. Rebound to Holden Farmer. He'll get it out of there to Burke. Burke up the left side to Farmer. Now ahead to Skillen. Fakes, drives, turns, looks, leads it back out to Makings.
Makings. Birch and Burke out there, don't you?
Yeah, thank you, man. Now Burke drives, shoots up. No. Went, had it, lost the rebound. Rebound down to the Blazers and driving in all the way to the hole with the left hand. Up, good, and a foul called. Bucket by Ethan Kelly. Gives him 4. He'll be at the line for the bonus as the foul is called on Rockport.
I think Holden Farmer's going to get called for the personal.
Well, he was the one laying on the floor.
Yeah. That's not what it says on the board, but I think that's
that's the previous foul, yeah.
Hell, I'll look at that.
Well, they... No.
I can't be. That had to
he
be
wasn't
Farmer.
Even back there.
That had to be Farmer. I think they're going to correct
they're
that.
They're questioning that also.
Yeah.
Yeah, there they go. Free throw is up and is good. Kelly now with 5, and it's 6-4 as the lead goes to Northland Christian. Here's a steal off the pressure. Birch all the way in, off balance, travels with the basketball. He tried to turn around and kind of shot that up over his head backwards. Got his feet tangled up and got called for a traveling violation. So here we come the other way now. Into Aiden Burke, back to Skillen. Full court pressure now by the Blazers. Get the ball ahead to Phillip Heron. To Burke in the front court, right sideline, all the way to the hole. Up and drives and got it. Tell you what, Aiden Burke, Randy, he took one of the hardest hits in a game down at South Holt this year we have seen in a long, long time. He ended up concussed and missed a couple of ball games. Man, that's one tough kid out there, and he don't look very big, but he's tough.
There's a sub checking in. Oh, several subs coming off the bench now for Rockport. Into the ball game is Ozzie Hurst. Also checking in, Cade Makings.
And Farmer back in.
And Farmer back in.
6-6 tie we have here in this first quarter. Now up the floor we go the other way. It's going to be in the middle. Makings elevates, 12-footer, won't go in the paint. Rebound, Caden Monning. Monning ahead, up the floor, driving in with the basketball. Is going to be Doss. He'll kick it out to Kelly for 3, no good. A lot of contact on the rebound, controlled by Makings. Cade gets the ball away, up the floor to Hurts. Hurts now to Farmer. Back to the right side, and a 3-ball from the right side. Too strong off the mark for Hurts. Rebound, and here comes Jake Day on the run. He tried to stop, couldn't. Gets called for traveling.
Boy, John, this is fast-paced action here. This is a couple of very active basketball teams. Aggressive defense, aggressive offense. Quite a conflict out here.
4:07 to go in the first quarter. Makings with it out to Farmer. Micah Makings out on the right side, drives the free throws for goal. Everybody backed away from it, and the bank is open. Micah Makings banks it in from the top, and it's 8-6. Rockport back in the lead. Birch with the dribble. Out top, holds a midcourt circle. Defender fell down. Birch for three. No good. Rebound grabbed by Cade Makings. Now it will be Micah Makings. Left side, Farmer for three. Too strong. And the rebound comes down to Jake Day. Day ahead. Now it'll be Kelly into the paint. Takes the ball to the left side. Three ball up. No good by Doss. Offensive rebound by the Blazers and back out to Doss. Blake Doss will hold the basketball. Farmer comes out, knocks it away, strips him of the ball, and then he is fouled by Doss as he tried to get away, I believe.
That's got to be on Jake Doss, Blake Doss. That'll be his first team foul, number three on Northland Christian. 3:06 to play here in this first quarter. 8-6, Rockport with the lead. They'll have the basketball.
Skillen and Burke back in along with Heron for Rockport. Holding the ball, cross court, knocked away. Makings able to recover. Bounce pass down to Holden Farmer. Takes it in from the right side. Layup is good. So Farmer now with four, and the lead is 10-6. Caden Monty now top, works the ball to the right side, and now into the corner it goes to number 15, Blake Doss again. Doss standing there looking for a cutter. Holden Farmer reached in, knocked it loose, but it went out of bounds.
Unhappy coach down here in Eric Day with that one.
2:37 to go in quarter number one. Birch lining up a three, didn't take it. The defense got to him. Out top it goes to Blake Doss. Now in the baseline, working in, shooting off the glass up, no good for Jake Day. And a foul on the rebound, or is it just knocked out of bounds?
Just Day, yeah, Day just tipped it away out of bounds.
So it will be Skillen to inbound the basketball, and Burke will bring it up the floor. Right side with it back to Skillen. He thought about the long one. Fakes it, now passes off to Burke. Back out to the top once again, Philip Heron. Heron into Farmer, elevates. Nice pass underneath. He elevated and went down to Brannick Skillen. That doesn't always work out when you jump up in the air like that, but that time he found his teammate right underneath the hoop.
Brannick was waiting all alone on the right side of the basket.
Coming up the floor now the other way, Jake Day and double team gets it away to Monty. Back to Day. Birch on the left side. Birch holds back left. Driving is going to be Doss. He's cut off. Ooh.
Jump ball.
Doss was not liking the way the defense was played. Kind of aggressive. And now he's having a one-sided conversation with the official. Says, if you throw that elbow like that again, it could be trouble. Out it goes. Kelly in the corner for three. No good. Rebound out of bounds off of Micah Makings. Rockport ball.
Yes, again.
Oh, but
they're going to give
it. I knew it was their ball, too. I still said the wrong team. So, and now knocked away on the inbound by Micah Makings. Team in the red has the ball.
That would be Jake Day.
Northland Christian bounced the ball inside and traveling off of the catch by Blake Doss, and it will be Rockport ball.
Clock down to 1:37 to play here in the first quarter. 12-6, Rockport with the lead.
All right, Aiden Burke will bring it up the floor. He'll go off to Holden Farmer, looking across toward nobody home. Good defense here, man-to-man by Northland Christian. Farmer back and in, spins in the lane, up, no. Up and tipping it back up and in is Micah Makings. He's got six, and then I think he gave a Blazer a little push, didn't he?
Well, that would have came after the basket.
It was,
if it did.
Yes.
Going to have a discussion.
And it
here
wasn't much.
Technical foul.
He just reached his arm out and kind of shove the Blazer player away. I just kind of caught it out of the corner of my eye.
That's going to send Ethan Kelly, the 6'3 senior, to the free throw line.
So Kelly at the line, shooting two. He's 1-for-1 at the line, and now 2-for-2. He's got 6 points.
That's Micah Makings' first personal, by the way, technical.
lead is 14-7. Second one no good. And now timeout by the Blazers with a minute 21 to go in the first quarter. They're down 7. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Nemaha County Hospital in Auburn, Nebraska is proud to announce that this year they're celebrating Nemaha County Gives Back in a new way, digitally. Your donations help provide food and gifts to Nemaha County community members during the holiday season. 100% of donations go to local charities. Donate online at nemahacountyhospital.com. Or you can mail your donation to Nemaha County Hospital at 2022 13th Street in Auburn, Nebraska, 68305. Giving back to the local community during this holiday season. Visit NemahaCountyHospital.com.
Sunny 101.3.
We come back here to Mound City with a minute 21 to go in the first quarter. It is 14-7, the lead to the Blue Jays. The ball comes in to Caden Monty. He'll give the ball up to Jake Day, to Birch in the right corner, beyond the arc. Dribbles up, baseline, stops, double team. Ball loose in the middle, scramble is on. Rockport's on top of it, and timeout called by the Blue Jays. A 30-second break they call. Keep possession of the ball game, so we'll take another 30-second break and be back on Sunny 101.3.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Inbounding the basketball for Rockport, Bannock Skillen. He'll get the ball to Aiden Burke. Burke up the floor, over to Holden Farmer on the left side. Back it goes. Skillen will give it up now for Brecken Kelly, who's into the ball game. And now Farmer has it back. Skillen thought about it, didn't take the long one. Farmer will take a long two and drain it from the right side of the circle. So two more for Farmer, and it's 16-7. Rockport with the lead, 35 seconds to go in the quarter. Kelly, left side, bounce pass in there for Day. Good catch, and able to control the ball and put it up and in. 16-9, Rockport. Quickly the other way now, holding Farmer on the right side, looking for cutters, looking for anybody out top. So he'll dribble it across with 14 on the clock. Skillen with it, back out to the top he goes to Heron. Farmer again, 7 on the clock. Now Burke in the paint. Out it goes Heron from 15, up, no good. Rebound Holden Farmer at the buzzer, up and in. He finishes the quarter with 8 points, and Rockport with a 9-point lead after one. The Mound City Tournament, we're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Sapp Brothers, located at 1521 Harlan. Call 245-2406 and order a whole pizza for $12. They have all your favorites, pepperoni, hamburger, meat lovers, supreme, veggie pizza, and many more varieties to choose from. They also have breakfast pizza, like biscuits and gravy pizza, and cheese sticks as well. Sapp Brothers of Fall City, the one stop to fill your car and your tummy. Sapp Brothers of Fall City with mom-approved bathrooms.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
18-9, Rockport up after one quarter. We move to second quarter action. Blue Jays with the basketball. In forecourt, this is Heron down to
Farmer in the corner on the right side of the basket. Farmer picks up his dribble, throws it back up top to Brecken Kelly. Kelly, a cross-court pass to the left side. Spin move near the bucket is Burke. Burke can't get it in. Goes to Skillen with the basketball. Now back to Brecken Kelly again at the top of the key. Here's Farmer. Left side of the free throw circle. Into the corner. Left side. Long three on the way. Up and off. No good. And the rebound comes down to Dante Birch. Birch wants to take it coast to coast. He tried to dish one off to the left side. His teammate wasn't expecting the pass. Ethan Kelly didn't see it coming. The ball goes out of bounds. It'll go back over to Rockport. Skillen to inbound the pass. Blue Jays will come down and set the offense with an 18-9 lead here in the opening seconds of the second period. This is Philip Heron with the ball. Up top with it, Brecken Kelly. There's a three on the way. Up and good by Skillen. Skillen nails the three. Manning Skillen has 5 points in the ballgame. It's 21-9 Rockport. 7:08 to play in the second period. Dante Burke will set the offense at the top of the circle. Pass comes left side. Blake Doss. Doss picked up in the man-to-man defense. They switch off on him. Back to Birch in the corner. Birch wants to take the baseline. Baseline right side. Now backs deep in the corner. Moves to the hoop. Feeds it inside the paint. There's a jump shot from 8 feet away. Up and off. No good. And the rebound comes down. Follow shot. Try for putback is up and off. No good. And the rebound pulled down by Aiden Burke. Burke will bring the ball down to Skillen on the right wing. Skillen holds the ball for a moment. Now again goes to Brecken Kelly. Kelly, bounce pass to Farmer on the left wing. Farmer looks for Skillen in the paint. Instead, it comes around to the far side to Burke. Burke driving lay-in off the glass, up and good. Aiden Burke with a nice move there, John, to the bucket.
Very nice. He's got 4 points in the ball game, and the lead is now up to 14.
6 minutes, 14 seconds of play in the first half. This is Caden Monig with the ball. Monig to the right side. Gets a pass down into the corner. Deep is Ortega. Now clearing it back up is Ethan Kelly between the rings to the left elbow to Monig. Monig holds the ball for a moment. Finds Ortega. Isaias Ortega tries to work between two defenders. He's going to get tied up down here. We're going to have a held ball called. Possession arrow stays with Northland Christian. Inbounding the pass will be Isaias Ortega. Left side under his own baseline under the basket. Ortega slaps the basketball, lobs it into the corner left side. Monig with a long three. Birch with a rebound. Birch with a follow shot is up. Doesn't get it, but a whistle and a foul underneath. I believe they got Birch before the shot, maybe?
Got Holden Farmer in the air and then jumped into him. Farmer picks up the foul. That'll be his second, team foul number 4.
So Birch will be at the line to shoot 2 shots. Dante Birch, 5'9 freshman. He's 1 out of 2 from the line so far tonight. This one is up and good. He's now hit 2 out of 3. Has 2 points. Makes it 23-10 with 5:44 to go here in the first half. Rockport on top. Dante Birch, the 5'9 freshman, ready for his second free throw attempt. It's on the way. This one is short off the front of the rim. And with the rebound is Farmer. Gives the outlet pass out. Down court. To the right side, it comes to Skillen. Skillen up to Farmer, top of the key, just outside the three-point arc. He hands the ball off to Brecken Kelly. Kelly to Skillen. Skillen for three. Off the rim, doesn't go. Rebound, Caden Monig. Monig across the timeline. He hurries the ball down court before dishing to Kelly. Kelly driving to the hoop. Whistle and a foul of collision, and Skillen is going to get tagged for the personal.
Skillen just kind of in the wrong spot at the wrong time there. That'll be his second and team foul number 5 on Rockport in the first half.
Foul on the floor, so it'll belong to Northland Christian on the baseline. They'll inbound it. Isaias Ortega to inbound it. Ortega lobs it out here on the left side to Ethan Kelly, who launches a long three and hits it. Ethan Kelly, that was a long distance three-pointer, John. He phoned that in from another area code here. There's a ball stolen on the down-court pass. Back the other direction comes Ethan Kelly. Backs out into the corner left side. Kelly gives it up to Monig. Down to the top of the key. Cross-court pass goes over to Ortega. Ortega, a couple of dribbles, goes to Birch on the right wing. 4:50 to go here in the second quarter, 23-13. Here's another three that's off the rim. Farmer's there for the rebound. Farmer, outlet pass, gets it up court. Skillen on the right side. Burke had it for a moment. Now Skillen goes to the top of the key to Kelly. Kelly over on the left side, Philip Heron. Heron holds the ball, feeds Burke. Burke in traffic, goes for the hoop. And what are we going to have called here? Foul?
foul on either Ortega or Birch to pick him. Ortega.
Ortega's called for the personal.
Okay. His first, number four on the team.
So at the free throw line will be Aiden Burke. Burke has not been to the line yet this evening. He does have 4 points on a pair of field goals. 6'2 senior. First of two shots is up and rimmed off. Rolled around and wouldn't drop for him. Back into the lineup now for Rockport. Cade Makings checks in. He'll replace Brecken Kelly. Aiden Burke getting set for his second free throw attempt. 4:27 to play, second period. 23-13, Rockport up by 10. Here's Burke's second free throw. This is good. He's got 5 points now in the ballgame. And Ozzie Hurst checks in for Rockport now. Hurst in replacing Aiden Burke. So Hurst on the floor. He's a 5'7 sophomore. 24-13. The lead is 11 for Rockport. This is Birch with the basketball. Dante Birch feeds it into the corner left side. Ortega. Ortega travels with the basketball. Birch is not happy with his teammate over that turnover. Words there between Birch and Ortega.
That's not good.
They'll hate to see that. 24-13, 11-point lead for Rockport. Blue Jays with the basketball. This is Heron at the top of the key. Heron feeds it onto the left wing to Skillet. Skillet looks to Farmer in the corner. He'll put up a 12-foot jumper that rims in and out of there, and the rebound comes down to Dante Birch. Birch pushes the basketball down the floor in a hurry before giving the pass to Ethan Kelly. Man-to-man defense here by Rockport. Kelly goes into the corner on the left side with his pass to Ortega. Ortega tries to drive the baseline, bounces it back to Birch, and the ball goes off Birch's fingertips and goes out of bounds. No words that time, but the look that Birch gave his teammate. And now Ortega comes to the sideline. He'll come out of the ballgame. Coach calms him down here just a little bit. And here come the Blue Jays with the basketball. Ozzie Hurst to the left side gives it to Farmer. Farmer up top with it. Makings. Now Skillen for three from the left elbow. Bingo. Benny Skillen, that's his second three of this half. He's got 8 points, John. It's 27-13. The lead is 14. Dante Birch, floater in the paint. Nice move to the basket for Dante Birch. His first field goal tonight. He's got 4 points now. He's got two others on 2-for-4 free throw shooting. 27-15. Ball is tipped away from Farmer for a minute. He gets it back. Now we're going to have a timeout taken by Rockport with 3:03 to play in the first half. 27-15. Blue Jays up by 12. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
The answer is yes. SBS. At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, John Nixon, back with you here in Mound City, Missouri. The Mound City Invitational 63rd Annual Tournament these folks have held. And, John, it's always an enjoyable time when you and I get to come to Mound City and renew some old acquaintances and make some new ones. Lots of friendly folks that I'm proud to call my friends here in Mound City.
Yeah, it's a nice place to come visit every year to kick the basketball season off.
3:03 to play in the first half of this boys' game. The Rockport Blue Jays leading Northland Christian. They're the Trailblazers. Some of our listeners may say, where's that? Well, they're right down by KCI Airport. Northland Christian High School in Kansas City. Very close to the airport, I understand. Inbound pass comes into Ozzie Hurst. Blue Jays set their offense and go to Holden Farmer on the left wing. Farmer just holds them all out there a minute, guarded by Ethan Kelly. Now Farmer drives to the hoop. Shot is up, and what an athletic move. Holden Farmer in double figures. He's got 10 points. Just elevated high in the air and flipped it in there, John.
Nice move. He went sideways and kind of flipped it over his head.
Ethan Kelly hands off to Jake Day, who holds the ball on the left side for Northland Christian. Now driving to the baseline, no place to go. Trying to force up a shot. The ball is tipped away. Blake Doss found himself trapped under the basket by two or three defenders.
I think Aiden Burke got the hand on the basketball to knock it out of bounds there on the block.
So the ball goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Northland Christian. They will inbound it on their own baseline. Jake Day to toss it in. Jake Day lobs it into the corner. Ethan Kelly. Kelly takes a dribble. Skip pass across. Dante Birch driving right side. Birch, fall away jump shot. Over the top doesn't go. And the rebound brought down by Rockport's Aiden Burke. And then he's fouled over the back.
Jake Day with the foul. That should be number two on Jake Day. And team fouls even at five apiece at the moment.
29-15, Rockport by 14, 2:15 left to play here in the first half. Blue Jays basketball, Farmer up to Skillen, top of the key. Skillen to the right side, Makings, again finds Farmer in the corner, baseline left side, no move to the basket for Aiden Burke. Now Skillen launches a three from the right elbow, that's off no good, and the rebound comes down to Monig. Monig across the timeline, wants to take it coast to coast, he got into the paint and got blocked. Goes to the floor. We'll have a foul called against the Blue Jays, probably on Skillen. Nope. Help me out,
I think
John.
This said Ozzie Hurst, three.
Skillen was right in his face, but okay, Hurst picks up the personal, his first. Team foul number six. At the free throw line, Caden Monig. He has not scored. He's a six-foot freshman, shooting two shots. The first one is up and good. Monig will have a second shot coming. Back into the ball game is Philip Heron now, replacing Ozzie Hurst for the Rockport Blue Jays. Monig ready to take his second free throw shot. A minute 53 to play in the first half. Second shot is up. It's good also. Got them both. Makes it 29-16. The lead is 13 now for Rockport. Skillen in backcourt. Gets it to Holden Farmer. Farmer across the timeline. Oh, he's trying to feed it underneath the Burke. The ball is stolen away. Nice job by Monig on the steal. Now to Birch in the corner, and that's too tall. Dante Birch isn't going to get that one unless he grows a couple of feet.
Ticket taker down there was probably
diving
ready to take shelter there.
Dive under the table. A minute 41 to play in the first half. Be sure and stay tuned for our halftime report. We'll have a scoring recap brought to you by Arm Brewster Motor Companies in Falls City. That's coming up at the half. This is Skillen with the basketball off to Holden Farmer, left elbow. Farmer looks to Heron, around to Skillen, right wing. Skillen penetrates to the free throw line. Farmer, two-pointer from the corner, right side, up and good. He had his throw on the line there. Holden Farmer has 12 points now, and it's 31-17. Rockport on top with a minute 15 to go. With the basketball, this is Dante Birch. Birch to the left elbow. Ethan Kelly tries to move to the hoop. Kelly puts a shot up and good. Ethan Kelly made a nice move in a lot of traffic down there, John.
Very nice with the left hand on that left side, and that got him clear for the shot.
Less than a minute to go here now as Farmer crosses the timeline. 54 seconds to play. They feed Farmer. Look out. Spin move. Shot is up. Offensive foul. That's going to be three on Holden Farmer, John.
It is, and that one, you'd like to see that one again and see if the defender was moving. The referee was standing right there. He thought he was set.
Holden Farmer not happy, picking one up here in the final seconds of this first half. So now he has three personal fouls to contend with. Farmer goes to the bench. He's got 12 points here in the first half. Been a big part of the offense for the Blue Jays. Into forecourt, the Blazers, the Trailblazers. Dante Birch moves in. Birch elevates, shot off the glass, up and good. Nice move, Dante Birch.
Birch was six now, with 31 seconds to go in the half.
31-21, 10-point lead. Across the timeline, Aiden Burke. Now we're going to have a reach-in foul probably on Ethan Kelly. We'll have to wait until the official gives us the word. Nope.
How could call on Birch?
Boy, sometimes I think I'm watching a different game. Ethan Kelly was over
there. The one standing there.
Okay, have they posted it yet?
No.
I'll let you pick that up. Here's Rockport
sure
with the basketball. Skillen on the right elbow. Skillen right side.
Put that on Birch, his first.
Top of the key. Pass comes back up to Burke. Clock down to 8 seconds. Ball tipped away. Knocked out of bounds. Okay, now update me here.
23, Birch with his first foul.
Okay, Birch got called for that one. Interesting. All right, 7 seconds to go here. They inbound the ball. Comes into Burke. Burke, top of the key. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. They're going to tip it away and not get a shot off. At the buzzer, a shot at the other end won't go. And at the half, the Rockport Blue Jays are leading the Northland Christian Trailblazers. Our halftime score, Rockport 31, Northland Christian at 21. We're going to take a two-minute timeout. Then we'll be back with the Armbruster Motor Company halftime report right after this two-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you.
Frontier Bank in Falls City is excited to offer a new program called SCORE School Support. The bank will be making contributions to Falls City Public and Sacred Heart Schools based on various athletic and academic achievements this fall. Contributions are awarded in multiple amounts from many high school varsity athletic teams and high school honor roll and scholar success. And in addition, Frontier Bank will contribute $10 to a customer school choice for each new customer relationship established. Frontier Bank in Falls City, good with money and local school support. Visit frontbank.com.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Halftime at Mound City. It is 31-21. Rockport leading Northland Christian, our boys' game. Our first half scoring wrap-up brought to you by our Rooster Motor Company in Falls City. They're in business now, celebrating their 70th year in business. If you're looking for a mechanic you can trust, look no further than our Rooster Motor Company in Falls City. In the first half for Northland Christian, they have Caden Money with 2 points at the line. Jake Day has 2 points, 6 for Dante Birch, and 11 for Ethan Kelly, the 6'3" senior. They have only one player with 2 fouls. That's Jake Day. They are 6 of 9 at the free throw line. For the Rockport Blue Jays in the first half, they are led by Holden Farmer. He has a dozen points in the first half tonight. 8 points for Bannock Skillen, including a couple of triples. 6 points for Micah Makings all in the first quarter, and 5 points for Aiden Burke for the Blue Jay total of 31. Holden Farmer has 3 fouls and 2 fouls on Bannock Skillen for Rockport in the first half of this evening's ball game. Our scoring wrap-up brought to you by Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, committed to providing you with the highest level of service so you always choose them for their maintenance and repair needs. Coming up, two more games tonight after this one's concluded. We have another girls' game and another boys' game all coming up for you here on Sunny 101.3. We'll tell you more about those. Right now we'll break for a word from our sponsors, say thanks to them when you get a chance. We can't do the games without them. And we'll check the weather and be back here in just a few minutes on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
C&M Seed Center LLC is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center LLC, 660-442-6085, or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Seed Center in Mound City, Missouri.
Nothing really ever stays the same. Things get better or they get worse. Things grow or they get smaller. Communities are no exception. The life of a community is determined by the activities of the people who live there. What we do today will decide the future. Shop locally whenever you can. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank, Paul City, and Stella.
Sunny 101.3. Weather.
I'm meteorologist Ray Miller with your weather for the tri-state area. Partly cloudy skies tonight with temperatures falling back into the mid-30s and winds out of the south at 5 to 10 miles an hour. A sunny and mild day in store on Wednesday with highs reaching the upper 60s and winds from the west at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Wednesday night looks clear with temperatures in the lower 40s and westerly winds at 5 to 10. Thursday, plenty of sunshine with high temperatures in the low 70s. On Friday, we'll see plenty of sunshine with high temperatures in the low 60s. Saturday, sunshine with high temperatures reaching the upper 40s. Sunday, sunshine, temperatures in the mid-50s. Monday looks mainly sunny and will cool off a little bit with high temperatures in the upper 40s. And for Tuesday, look for a blend of clouds and sunshine with high temperatures once again topping out in the mid to upper 40s. That's a look at your latest forecast. For Weatherology, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Get all your holiday shopping done and earn money for your school with an F&M Bank School Spirit debit card. Every time you make a purchase with a Tiger or Irish debit card, F&M Bank donates money to the local school. Come on in to F&M Bank and get your Tiger or Irish debit card for free with a new or existing checking account. Happy holidays.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it, and you'll agree. Dan's Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Dan's Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Dan's Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries, too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country parts and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Back in Mound City at halftime, it's 31-21, Rockport leading Northland Christian. Whether it's balls and strikes, fouls, or flags, your referees and your game officials are a vital part of high school athletics. If you've ever tried your hand at officiating, you know how hard these men and women work, and you can certainly know that they would never miss a call intentionally. Keep these things in mind as you attend a sporting event. After all, respecting officials and authority figures is one of the most valuable lessons that we can teach our students. This message has been brought to you by your friends at Sunny 101.3 and the Missouri State High School Activities Association.
And you know, John, our friends in the Striped Shirts don't get near the credit they deserve for showing up night after night working these ball games. And there is a significant shortage of officials right now across the nation. I know over on the Nebraska side, I just saw a posting today on Facebook where some ball games that were scheduled for Friday night were moved to Thursday night just so they could find officials.
Mm-hmm.
So the officials are not only working hard and traveling, but they're working double duty, maybe Tuesday night, Friday night normally, and now they're finding themselves showing up Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday.
And Saturday.
And Saturday. So we certainly As play-by-play announcers who do our own share of traveling around all over the country, at least we don't have to run up and down the floor, but we can certainly sympathize with the gentleman out there in the striped shirts and the effort that it takes. I remember well the days of having to figure a way to get off work early to get to a ball game.
Mm-hmm.
They all do that a lot. After all, they all have day jobs to go along with it.
And again, anytime they need our assistance, we're more than willing to give them our opinion.
Go. We're ready to move to third quarter action. Rockport leading Northland Christian 31-21. Here with your third quarter is John Nixon.
It's going to be Rockport basketball to start this third period. And it'll be inbounded by Brannick Skillen to Aiden Burke. Take the ball forward. Mike Makings back in the ball game now. Farmer in there with three fouls. He is on the left side with the ball. He backs up. He tries to throw it inside. It's batted away by Blake Doss out of bounds.
Looking for Micah Makings in there, but they kind of had Makings surrounded.
So, again, it'll be Skillen to trigger from the baseline, bringing it into Burke out to the top with the basketball. Phillip Heron now to Makings for three, and he fills it up from the left corner. Micah now with 9 points in the ball game. First point since quarter number one. To the front court comes Ethan Kelly, the 6'3 senior, off the left side to Caden Moaning. Moaning working around, and did he push off with a forearm? They called an offensive foul. Is it away from the ball?
We're going to find out here.
23, it wasn't him. Dante Birch, his second, first foul of the half.
I didn't see that.
I didn't see him, and I don't know what he did.
Dante's a very active ball, very emotional ball player.
Away from the ball, so. All right, it will be Makings on the right side, dribble drive, all the way to the hole, up and good. He's got five quick ones here in double figures now. Start this third quarter. Lead is 15. That's the biggest lead of the ball game. Birch in the backcourt, off to Day. Day will look. He'll dribble left. He'll pull up, get it knocked away, picks it up again. Cross-court pass knocked away by Micah Makings, who is very lively here to start this third period.
Yeah, Makings came to play this first minute or so, didn't he?
Yeah, they kind of technically kind of cooled his jets, put him on the bench for us the first half, and he is coming back, making up for lost time here. All right, with the basketball out top, working around, Blake Doss off the left side. He goes to Moaning. Moaning dribbles across the top between the circles, now backs up. Guarded there by Heron, kicks it out to Kelly in the corner. He's going to try to go baseline, gets cut off, throws the pass across the court, and it's tipped away out of bounds by Holden Farmer.
John, there's no shortage of enthusiasm on both of these teams out here. They're
right.
Playing for keeps.
All right, inbound the basketball in the corner. Kelly for three, short. Rebound picked out of the air by Jake Day, and he's in the paint, turns, spins, and he gets the shot. 36-23, and now the Blazers showing a little three-quarter court pressure here. Panther, no trouble breaking that for the Rockport Blue Jays here. Skillen off to Heron on the right side of the floor. He looks against the man-to-man defense, and he fires it into Aiden Burke. Burke is rejected by Kelly. The ball's out of bounds.
Ethan Kelly had nothing but basketball there. A good, solid block. Into the ballgame now for Rockport. Brecken Kelly checks in. He'll give Holden Farmer a breather.
Randy, I got to ask you this question. Look around that doorway. Does Coach Lucas Dellinghouse have a twin brother in Missouri?
Wow.
Yeah.
Here's a three-point shot up and no good by Makings.
Wow, you're right about that.
Man, coming up the floor. I would not be surprised if he walked over and that wasn't him. That's just uncanny. Coming to the front court with the basketball now, Ethan Kelly with the basketball off to Birch. Birch trying to go inside. He does to Doss. Back out to the top to Moaning for three. Too strong, and the rebound is loose. Everybody chasing. Kelly gets it, saves it. He'll pass it to Doss. He drives. He kicks it out to the top. Burke runs into a defender. Birch ran into Burke, and Burke's going to be called for the foul for Rockport.
On Aiden Burke, that'll be his first personal. First team foul of the half on the Blue Jays. 5:26 to play third period. 36-23, Rockport, up by 13.
We need to switch that defensive assignment up for me. Burke and Birch is not good. Here's Kelly down the lane. Offensive foul I don't think he's going to agree with that, and I think if I was him, I probably wouldn't either.
Ethan Kelly called for the offensive foul, his second personal, team foul number two on the Blazers.
Tried to get around the defender, but there was a little contact, and down they go. 5:19 to play in the third. The lead is 13 for Rockport. Makings with it. Left side. Here comes the trap. He gets away. He dribbles to the baseline. Pulls up. Cross court. Off the glass. A nice pass to Brecken Kelly. And he gets his first two for the night. 5 minutes to go in the third. Birch to the front. Top of the key. Off the left side. Swinging around to Kelly in the corner. Over the top to Birch. Backed up for three. Now dribbles in. Pass the ball over to Kelly for three. Got it. On the left side, 14 now for Ethan Kelly, 38-26. Rockport with the lead of the basketball. A little pressure picked up at midcourt here to Makings. Makings looking, trapped in the corner. Dribbles, double teamed, and third timeout called by Rockport to save a possession in this ball game. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Merz in Falls City. Weaver & Merz will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Merz for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Merz at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerzlaw.com. Weaver & Merz, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Sunny, 101.3.
4.5 minutes left to play in the third quarter here in Mount City, 38-26. 12-point lead for Rockport. Blue Jays with the ball.
I can basically tell you what was said during the timeout. Stay out of that corner, midcourt. Pass to the middle, taken away, and a steal by the Trailblazers. Left side, Kelly, guarded there by Burke. He'll fire it over to Birch. Birch for three on the right side, off the rim. No, hot potato coming off the rim. It finds its way off several hands all the way back out to Birch. And he got called for double dribble. Okay. Northland Christian assistant coach saying, how did that happen? All right, Rockport, backcourt with it. Skillen coming up the front, throws to the middle, and it's taken away by Birch. Birch up the left side, all the way in. On the floor goes Skillen. He missed the layup. Coming down to Micah Makings. He dribbles it, lost it, gets it away to Skillen. Left side for Aiden Burke. Back to Makings against the man-to-man. He'll hand the ball ahead to Brecken Kelly. And it's a three ball on the way up. No good by Skillen. Rebound on the deck, grabbed by Blake Doss. He'll get it to Kelly. Kelly, with a full head of steam, backs off there. He'll give the ball up for Doss. Doss thought about it, didn't. Kelly, left side, fires it over with a skip pass again to Birch. They've used that two or three times here in his third quarter. Birch driving into a double team. Shot is blocked by Eden Burke. And now, timeout called by the Trailblazers to save a possession. We'll take another timeout. It's a 12-point lead for Rockport. Back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
SureGrow has changed its name. The new name is Sure Ag LLC in Forest City. The staff and service that you have depended on will remain the same. If you had good luck with the chemicals to keep your fields clean, then Sure Ag LLC will continue to do the same. Your fertilizer questions and options will be answered from the same expert staff at Sure Ag LLC. New owners, but same great staff and same great service you've come to expect. Sure Ag LLC, located in Forest City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
3 seconds to play in the third quarter here in Mount City, 38-26. Rockport leading Northland Central, and the Trailblazers will have the basketball.
All right, inbounding will be the Trailblazers. It gets in. Now Kelly with the ball out on the right side. He'll take the ball to the wing to Doss. Doss down in the corner. Now Moaning will play catch. Rockport, like they're zoned up here right now. Kelly with it with 2:54 to go in the third. Over to Birch. Lost it. Got it back. Down low, goes inside to Doss, head and shoulder fake, pumps, and got his man in the air and gets the bucket. He's got six. And now the lead is down to 10. In the backcourt, Brecken Kelly with the ball. No, excuse me, that's Ozzie Hurst with the basketball. Now a double team to Cade Makings is in there. Now to Micah, he drives in, and he got the ball elevated. I'm not quite sure how he got that up over all the defenders, but he did. It fell right in the net. 40-28 Rockport. Birch in the backcourt, guarded out there by Philip Heron. Off the left side to Monin. He gets a screen. Back to Doss, fakes. Needs help, back out to the top to Monin. Right side, Birch in the corner. Birch holds it back out to the top. Monin, left side, Kelly. Looking at it. Now he'll put the ball on the floor. Drive to the hole with the left hand. No good. And Farmer with the rebound. Ahead to Makings. Here he comes into the lane. Up and no. Rebound. Farmer puts it up. No. Rebound on the far side. Brought down by Keaton Monin. Monin ahead to Burke in the corner for three. That's Birch, rather. Up no good. And a rebound foul is called on the Blazers.
I think Day's going to get called for this one. On Jake Day, that'll be his third personal, team foul number three of the half on the Trailblazers.
The Northland Christian trailing 40-28 to the Rockport Blue Jays here. Now we've got, let's see, who came in here? Heron's in, Burke, Makings, Farmer, and Skill, and the starters are in there for Rockport.
Sure what the discussion's about now.
I think the official just asked, perhaps just asked somebody to leave the ball game.
Yes,
he did.
Yep.
Gentleman sitting behind the Northland Christian bench said something he ought not to have, apparently.
He gets to take the rest of the night off.
And he gets to go home early. Minute and a half to go.
Let that be a lesson to you, John.
Yes. That's not displaying good sportsmanship like Mission wants you to, apparently. Inside drive by Aiden Burke. Blocked but fouled, and he'll go to the line to shoot two.
See who this one's going to be on.
Ooh, back to back. Day.
Day, yeah, that's his fourth personal now and a fourth team foul.
So Aiden Burke to the line, one for two in the ball game. Sets, fires, got it. Nothing but net there. He'll get another one. Day will sit down with his fourth foul. Back into the ball game is, I'm going to let you do that. I haven't said this name all night. Isis?
Second shot is up and good there for Burke. You're talking, who are you talking about?
Number four, number 13.
Oh, Ortega.
Well, I knew that
Isaias.
Part.
Isaias,
okay.
Isaias Ortega.
Isaias is back in the ballgame. All right. My apologies. Ball is tipped up. Out of bounds off one of the banners. So now it will be Ortega to inbound the ball from the baseline. Looking, comes into Kelly, right side three ball. Nope, no good. Rebound to Holden Farmer. Outlet to Aiden Burke. Burke up the floor, all the way to the hole. Up, too strong. Rebound comes down. And Skillen picks it up. That is your classic example right there of what they call a garbage basket. Because Brannick was just kind of standing there minding his own business. The ball kept rolling off players right to him. And he says, oh, look, a layup. Birch in the corner. Looking.
35 seconds.
Looking out top. Goes out to Ortega. Didn't make a clean catch on the tall pass. Back over to Birch. Birch lost it. Got it back. Dante picks it up. And now lost it to Holden Farmer. Ahead to Aiden Burke. Here he goes inside. Up off the iron. No good. And he got it back and put it up and in. So two more for Burke.
10 seconds.
That gives him nine. Eight on the clock. We go left side. It's Kelly with it. He's going to drive to the paint. He's going to elevate with the left hand. It won't go. Rebound Micah Makings. And he fired it from beyond the free throw line under the basket. And he hit the square. And it just about banked in. 46-28 after three. Rockport with the lead. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri has been a family-owned business for more than 30 years. They carry the largest inventory of corrugated plastic drainage tubing, fittings, and supplies in the Midwest. Plus, they're a large volume dealer of corrugated and smooth wall polyurethane pipe, PVC, and corrugated pipe and plastic IC welders. They custom fabricate drop inlets, hoods, baffles, and special size risers too. For drainage supplies, see Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri. Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at GoldenTriangleEnergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, the Rockport Blue Jays are enjoying an 18-point advantage moving into the final 8 minutes of this one. They're up over the Blazers now, 46-28. Blazers basketball to start the action. Doss gets the inbound pass, takes it into the corner on the left side of the basket. Doss looking for Birch. Birch in traffic under the basket. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Blue Jays.
I was watching Bracken Skill, and he came into the game, and he was looking hard to find somebody. He was supposed to be guarding, couldn't find anybody. Now they got them all lined back.
Bracken Kelly called for the personal. That's his first. Blazers basketball into their own bucket. Into the corner. A long three is up and good. Hitting the three is Ethan Kelly from down deep in the left side of the corner. That's his second or third three of the ball game. He's got 17 now for the Trailblazers. 46-31. Here comes Rockport. Holden Farmer. Left elbow. Dribbles up to the top of the key. Gives it to Skillen. Skillen. Finds Farmer. Farmer back to the corner to Makings. Makings, fall away shot, baseline left side. He'll be fouled, and we'll put Micah Makings to the free throw line where he'll be shooting two shots for the Blue Jays.
Ortega called for the foul, his second. Team foul number 5.5 here on the Trailblazers.
Micah Makings at the line. He's 0 for 1 from the free throw line tonight. This one is up and good. He'll have another shot coming. Makings now with 18 points. In the ball game, or check that, 14 points in the ball game. He'll have another shot coming here. It's up, and this one rims around and off, no good, and the rebound comes down to the Trailblazers. Doss down court with the ball in a hurry, weaves his way in, all the way for the lay-in, up and good. Blake Doss, that's his first 2 points of the night. John, he went right down the avenue through three or four defenders, weaved it in and out of them, and laid it off the glass, made it look easy.
Didn't really want to get in front of him. Now he gets a steal.
Yeah, he came to play. Down to Birch in the corner. Birch had the ball go through his hands and hit him right in the face. He's unhappy with himself down there.
Yeah.
Ball goes out of bounds. It'll turn it back to Rockport. 6:59 to go in this one. 47-33. The lead is 14 now for the Blue Jays. Across the timeline comes Aiden Burke. Into the corner. Left side, Micah Makings for a long three. Rebound, Farmer. Follow shot. Put back up and good. That's where Holden Farmer is so effective under there. When he comes down with a rebound, who's going to stop him, John?
Yeah.
He's got 14 now. Only had 12 at halftime, so this is his first bucket of the second half for Holden Farmer.
Good size and soft hands,
yeah,
too.
Birch across to Ortega in the corner. Ortega bounce pass, puts it into traffic. Turnaround, jump shot in the paint, in and out, no good. Won't down, go down for Kelly. And the rebound pulled down by Aiden Burke for the Blue Jays. Burke brings the ball up court, gives it up to Farmer. He'll launch a long three. Bingo! Holden Farmer says, oh yeah, I'm still around. And he's got 17. After that three-pointer, here's Birch all the way. Dante Birch with a nice move to the basket. That was a good-looking freshman move right there, John.
It was. He hung up in the air a long time, too.
8 points now for the freshman, Dante Birch. Almost stolen. Farmer gets the ball. Underneath, fall-away jump shot right side. Rebound, put back up and good. Underneath the basket, that was Micah Makings with the putback.
I think that was a pass.
Makings is starting to pile up the points here. 54-35. The lead is 19 now with 5.5 minutes to go in the basketball game. Northland Christian, the Trailblazers, running their offense on the right side with Caden Monig. Down to Dante Birch in the corner. Birch looking for the pass. Now pulls up for the three that hits the back of the iron. Doesn't go. Rebound Monig. Monique kicks it out to his teammate. Again, it comes to Burks. This time he'll penetrate. Gets trapped underneath there. Gives it back out to Doss on the corner for three. Up and off, no good. And the rebound comes down to Skillen. Skillen gives it up to Micah Makings. Makings brings the basketball across the timeline. He'll set the offense. Makings, one-on-one against Burks. Gives it over to Farmer for three. Left wing, bingo. Holden Farmer has just scored eight quick ones. Timeout taken. 4:53 to play in the ballgame. 57-35. Rockport on top. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Allen and the staff at Yoakum Service on East 2nd in Mound City would like to wish the Mound City Panthers success in today's game. The Mound City Panthers and Yoakum Service are two winning teams. Farmers, in order to have a great growing season, team up with Yoakum Service. They have the chemicals to keep your crops healthy and the fertilizer to produce a record crop. Yoakum Service. See them in Mound City today.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Mound City, Missouri. I'm Randy Gatula. That's John Nixon, seated over there just past the top of the hour. We'll take a moment to remind you that you're in tune with KLZA-FM, Sunny 101.3, Falls City, Nebraska, and Mound City, Missouri. Proud to be in Mound City to kick off another season of high school basketball coverage here on Sunny 101.3. Great way to start each year of broadcasting, John, is to come over and enjoy this tournament.
It's always been a good one. Coming up later tonight, East Atchison girls take on the Maryville Spoofhound JV team in the girls game, and then it will be South Holt and East Atchison boys in our nightcap.
4:50 to go in this one. Clock is running, 57-35. The lead is 22 for Rockport. Blazers with the basketball. Jake Day holds it. Skip pass across court to the left side. Trying to move with the ball is Isaias Ortega. Ortega goes to Dante Birch in the corner. Birch goes between defenders. High jump shot in the paint. In and out of there. Won't go down. The rebound to Micah Makings. Makings wants to bring the ball up court, working against Birch. To Skillen for three from the left side. It's short and stuck between the backboard and the rim. You know, I don't know that I've
on
ever
the bounce
seen one.
Down.
I've never seen one do that.
Huh.
Sometimes the shot will directly go up there and wedge between the rim and the backboard, but this was on the Kareem off the rim and it got stuck.
That is unusual.
Yeah, never know what you're going to see, John. Inbound ball, Micah Makings. First has it stolen away. Breakaway lay-in off the glass. No, set up there, wouldn't drop for Monique. Rebound to Skillen. Skillen brings it into forecourt, gives it off to Holden Farmer on the right side. Out on the wing, Farmer feeds the ball into Micah Makings. He just holds it at the top of the key. Now Makings goes between defenders and lays it up. He kind of pulled a little spoof on him there, didn't he? Got everybody's attention and then went around the defender, kind of like your shoes untied. Look down and boom, there you go.
Good job of directing traffic.
Yeah, Birch goes into the corner with his pass, Monique. Ball is stolen away. The other direction, all the way in goes Farmer. Farmer got blocked. Nice job defensively by Ethan Kelly. That's not an easy task to stop Holden Farmer on one like that.
No, not at all.
Down to 3:33 to play in the ballgame. 59-35. Rockport up by 24 now. Blue Jays on their way to a win. There's a shot that's blocked, knocked out of bounds. Good job defensively by Caden Moning. And it'll stay with the Blue Jays inbounding it. Vanek Skillen. Skillen tosses in. Comes up to Ozzie Hurst. He'll just hold the ball for a minute. Around to Skillen for a long three that's off the iron. No. Rebound Ethan Kelly. Kelly will bring it down court for the Blazers himself. Trailblazers basketball. Right side, Jake Day into the corner to Birch. Birch up top with it. Ortega across to the left wing. Handling it. There's Monig. Now a shot comes to the near, a skip pass to the near side. Birch comes up with it, penetrates in traffic, lays it up and good. How did he do that?
I'm not real sure, but he is quick.
Birch has 10 points. He's in double figures. Inside of 3 minutes to play in the ballgame. 2:51 on the clock. 59-37. Rockford up by 22. With the ball, Makings. Bounce pass. Holden Farmer on the left elbow. Farmer looks for the cutter in the paint. Nobody there. Gives it up top to Heron at the top of the key. Back it comes to Skillen. At the free throw line, inside the paint goes Skillen. Kicks it out to the right side. The three is up and good by Micah Makings. Makings having some kind of night, John. I haven't added him up lately.
21.
Got a basketful. Birch with the ball. Kicks to the left wing. Left side, Day, down in the corner on the left side of the basket. He clears it back to Ethan Kelly. Kelly to the right side. Ortega penetrates in traffic. Ortega, fall-away shot short off the front of the rim. Rebound, Holden Farmer. Farmer, outlet pass, gets the ball down court to Ozzie Hurst. Hurst in a hurry down with it. Hurst has the ball up here to Farmer. Farmer, left side, gives it off to Micah Makings. Makings was doing this earlier, direct the traffic. Now here's Farmer for three from the corner. Nope, that won't go. Rebound comes down to Monig. Monig feeds underneath. Day, shot off the glass, up and good. Basket by Jake Day. He's got eight. Timeout taken on the floor with a minute 41 to play in the ballgame, 62-39. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Nothing runs like a deer. The staff of Hiawatha Implement on North State and Mound City wish the area schools good luck in all their school and sports endeavors. Wishing the teams the strength of a John Deere tractor, the pride in doing the best they can do every time, and sportsmanship, the true power behind any team. In Mound City, for John Deere sales, service, and parts, all you need to know is Hiawatha Implement. Nothing runs like a deer.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside Mound City High School here in Mound City, Missouri. We've got a minute 41 left to play in this boys' contest. The Rockport Blue Jays are leading the Northland Christian Trailblazers 62-39. Don't forget, two more games coming up after this. This is the second of four contests that we have for you. Kind of a basketball marathon here, John. We took the air around 4:20, and it'll probably be close to 10:20 before we wrap it up tonight. So.
Mm-hmm.
6 hours of nonstop basketball. They don't take much of a break between games here either. All right, back to live action. Rockport with the basketball. We've got a whole bunch of new basketball players on the floor. Corbin Jacob is out there. Here's a turnover. Back the other direction for the Trailblazers comes Jace Borden. Jace Borden, bounce pass to Jake Day in the corner. Day moves to the basket, off the glass, up and good. Jake Day's in double figures. He's got 10 points. Full court pressure now by the Trailblazers.
Zane Cook.
Okay, that's Zane Cook with the basketball in backcourt. Comes to the near side, Corbin Jacob. Jacob gets it across the timeline. Back to Jacob. Jacob all the way in for a driving layup that doesn't go. Had his own rebound taken away by a teammate in traffic. Coming up with it was Zane Cook once again.
Held ball will go to the Crusaders with 62 seconds left in the ball game. Malachi Skillen is also in there for Rockport.
This is Creed Carlson on the dribble now. Creed with the basketball over to the left side to Jake Day. Jake Day gets a pick set, kicks it back down to Ortega. Ortega can't move toward the basket. He picked up his dribble and now's going to need some help. Bounce pass comes to Jake Day with 40 seconds to play. Day at the free throw line. Kicks it out to the right side. This is Borden for a long two that's up and off no good. Rebound underneath by Creed Carlson. Carlson kicks it out and the ball goes out to Ortega. He hits a two from out on the left wing. 62-43 with 24 seconds to go. Rockport into forecourt. Trapped over on the far side. And possession arrow is going to point the direction of the Blue Jays. Tied up over there was Zane Cook. Inbounding the pass. They'll get it into Cook. Cook just dribbles between the rings with 15 seconds to go to the right side. Malachi Skillen. Comes to the near side here in the corner. Tyler Cook with the basketball. Back out to Cade Makings. There's a three on the way from the right side that doesn't go. The rebound down to Jake Day. Day will put a shot at the buzzer. And will they give it to him?
Should not.
I don't think so. Nope. Nope. No basket.
No basket. Okay.
62-43 will be your final score. 62-43, Rockport with the win over the Northland Christian Trailblazers. We're going to step aside now for a two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the Armbruster Motor Company post-game scoring recap right after this two-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
Farmers State Bank is proud to be your community bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. With regional strength and a local advantage, they're committed to serving your financial needs through qualified, individualized customer service. Visit fscbank.com to learn more. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in tonight's game from everyone at the Farmers State Bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. Farmers State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender, NMLS number 430503.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at ArmbrusterMotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside Mount City High School, where the Rockport Blue Jays have just picked up a 62-43 win over Northland Christian. It's time now for the Armbruster Motor Company's post-game scoring recap. If you're looking for a mechanic you can trust, look no further than Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City. Well, individual scoring, first of all, for Northland Christian. They were led tonight by Ethan Kelly. He finished with 17 points. Dante Birch was in double figures with 10. Also scoring 10 points was Jake Day. Adding two each were Caden Moding, Isaias Ortega, and Blake Doss, each with two for their total of 43. From the free throw line, the Blazers went 6 out of 9. They did not shoot a free throw in the second half. Scoring for the Rockport Blue Jays, leading the way was Micah Makings tonight. He finished with 21 points. Right behind was Holden Farmer. He ended up with 20. Mannix Gillen was in double figures, adding 10 points. Aiden Burke had 9. And 2 points tonight for Brecken Kelly for Rockport's total of 62. From the free throw line, Rockport 4 out of 7 from the charity stripe for the game. 62-43, your final score, the Rockport Blue Jays with the win over the Trailblazers of Northland Christian. This post-game scoring recap brought to you by Armbruster Motor Company. They're your GM dealer located at 307 West 17th Street in Falls City. We'll step aside and take a two-minute break here, and then we'll turn our attention to the upcoming girls game that we've got coming up next. Right after this two-minute timeout, you're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Community Medical Center in Falls City is proud to be providing orthopedic and sports medicine services with their new clinic, Ortho Midwest, with Dr. Adam Streit. Dr. Streit and his professional staff are available to see patients in their Falls City clinic for consultations and surgeries. Ortho Midwest is conveniently located at Community Medical Center. To get you on the road to recovery, call Ortho Midwest at 402-245-6510. Working together to achieve your best. Community Medical Center in Falls City.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula.
I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with four lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
Hall Funeral Chapel of Falls City and Auburn. Dignity, quality, and caring. Everything a family deserves. Hall Family Funeral Services. We are a full service providing the most elaborate funeral service to the simplest graveside service. Since no two people are exactly alike, neither should their funeral ceremony be alike. Hall Funeral staff provide pre-need counseling, no charge. Contact Todd at Hall Family Funeral Service.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm meteorologist Ray Miller with your weather for the tri-state area. Partly cloudy skies tonight with temperatures falling back into the mid-30s and winds out of the south at 5 to 10 miles an hour. A sunny and mild day in store on Wednesday with highs reaching the upper 60s and winds from the west at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Wednesday night looks clear with temperatures in the lower 40s and westerly winds at 5 to 10. Thursday, plenty of sunshine with high temperatures in the low 70s. On Friday, we'll see plenty of sunshine with high temperatures in the low 60s. Saturday, sunshine with high temperatures reaching the upper 40s. Sunday, sunshine, temperatures in the mid-50s. Monday looks mainly sunny and will cool off a little bit with high temperatures in the upper 40s. And for Tuesday, look for a blend of clouds and sunshine with high temperatures once again topping out in the mid to upper 40s. That's a look at your latest forecast. For Weatherology, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Mound City High School. The game completed here just a few moments ago. The Rockport boys got the win 62-43 over Northland Christian. And the game earlier than that in girls basketball, it was Mound City with the win over Rockport, 27-16, the final in that one. My broadcast buddy John Nixon returning to the booth here. He was down on a quest to try and find the coaching staff for East Atchison to get some starters for.
Well, that and I had to water myself. I had to go get another bottle.
Okay.
All right, East Atchison starter tonight. They will go with, let's see, I get on the right page, 5'11", junior, Natalie Hedlund, number 2. They'll go with number 3, Sophia Martin, who is a 5'6" junior. Tommy Lee Martin is a sophomore, 5'11". It's a big team. Claire Martin is a sophomore, number 23. She is 5'8". And Haley Garrison, number 40, all the way to the bottom, is a 5'10" senior.
A lot of 5'10s, 5'11s in there, aren't they?
Big team. I walked by them down here. And Coach Dustin Barnes was talking to me last night. He said, this team we've got, there's complete differences. We are big. And I walked by these girls, and I swear some of them are tall as I am. It says here they're not, but boy, they are tall. And we've got one change tonight, Randy, for the Maryville Spoofhound girls. They will be starting tonight, number 3, Tatum Burson, a 5'3 sophomore in place of Michaela Yapel, who got bumped up to a varsity game tonight. Coach Kendi Eaton
losing her ball handlers to the varsity. So Yeeple will not even be here tonight. Their other starters will be Braylee Papa, a 5'7 sophomore. Also starting will be Annie Sparks, a 5'6 freshman. We'll have 35, Sabrin Lager, a 5'7 sophomore freshman. And we'll go with Autumn Ellis, a 5'11 sophomore, your other starter for the Maryville Spoofhound Junior Varsity squad tonight.
So the good news for us is we will see a lot of the same girls we saw last night.
Yes.
This tournament gets easier as the week goes on here, John, because we see the same teams over and over. And that's very helpful.
Yeah, I've got tomorrow's score sheets done.
All right.
Now, there'll be a change or two along the way, I'm sure, but I've got them done for now.
Well, I see what you mean, watching these girls warm
look
up.
Look how big they are.
Statures, and they have some size to them,
yes,
out here.
Yes, they do.
This might be a tough go here. Keep in mind now, folks listening in, this is not Maryville, the varsity team. This is the Maryville JV, consisting mostly of freshmen and a few sophomores. And as you heard John mention, one of their starters from the game last night got bumped up to play varsity ball. So Kendi Eaton, who is a graduate of Mound City High School, is the JV coach. And let's just face it, she's working with very limited numbers here as they peeled a lot of her girls off to play varsity tonight.
And I've known her since she's about third grade. So I sat down there with her and said, who's, I see, same starters? No, we lost one to the varsity tonight. Okay. I said, you know it's going to get better. She says, I know. But when?
Yeah. Well, she's only got, what, 8 girls suited here tonight, I believe, or 7?
Oh, my.
Or 8.
She had 15 last night.
Yeah, there's only 8 girls here. The rest are all playing a varsity game somewhere. So she's going to be very shorthanded. And, you know, honestly, things didn't go well last night for
no.
them either. They came up on the short end of a 55-10 score to South Holt. So this might not be a good outing for the Spoofhounds.
Well, we'll see.
Got another game coming up after this. Our nightcap tonight will be the boys' game, South Holt and East Atchison. That might be a fun matchup. They're all fun, but some of them are just more exciting than others, John.
Some of them are funner than others.
Yeah, there you go.
And we continue to be able to make up words as we go along.
Yeah, we're meeting the starting lineup now, being addressed over the public address system. Somewhat of a basketball marathon for myself and John Nixon here tonight. We took the air about 4:20. Probably going to be close to 10:20, 10:30 before we wrap it up tonight after that nightcap. So it's about a 6-hour continuous broadcast from here at Mound City High. They only allow 10 minutes in Missouri between ball games for the teams to warm up. And that just gives us enough time to do a scoring recap for one game and do starting lineups for the next one. And bam, bam, here we go. We're tipping it off and ready to go.
Ready to roll one more time.
So this will be the third of 4 games for you we have tonight. Don't forget our continuing live coverage tomorrow evening, afternoon and evening. We'll have 4 more games beginning at 4:30 live here on Sunny 101.3. We're very pleased to be the now almost the exclusive coverage, radio coverage here for this Mound City tournament in recent years. Here we go, John.
That young lady will turn around. I'll tell you who's jumping center against Autumn Ellis for East Atchison. Not sure who it is. All right, here we go. Jumping it up will be Natalie Headland. And we are off the ball, knocked out of bounds underneath the bucket as East Atchison took the ball up the floor. All right, now we'll get them lined up. Bring the ball into the middle, and it's going to be put up no good by Natalie Headland. Got the rebound, put it back again. No good. Rebound put back again by Tommy Lee Martin. And a rebound by the Maryville Spoofhounds. Pass, knock away. Headland is a heck of a player. Up, passes the ball forward. A basket and a foul as the shot is put in by Sophia Martin, the 5'6 senior. She'll be at the line to shoot one free throw here to try to make it a 3-point play as Braylee Papa gets whistled for the first foul of the ball game. Free throw up, free throw nothing but net, and it's 3-0. East Atchison with the lead. Autumn Ellis will inbound the basketball for Maryville. Bring the ball in, and it's stolen away on the dribble. take the ball inside, and Hedlund off the glass for two, and it's quickly 5-0, 7.5 to play in the first quarter. Bounce pass ahead, and another steal. This time it's going to be Claire Martin. She drives in, no rebound, and a put back on the offensive end by Tommy Lee Martin. It's quickly 7-0. We haven't played 40 seconds yet. Up the floor with a basketball between defenders of the front court. Here comes Maryville. Oh, and she couldn't get stopped. And traveling is the call. We'll give the ball back to East Atchison here. Inbounding will be Sophia Martin. A lot of these players for East Atchison have got a lot of experience, too. They lost the two seniors from last year, the twin, well, more than two. But the twins at guard, here's a turnaround. Up and good by Hedlund. The Pershall twins started for 4 years for East Atchison. They graduated, and Hedlund tips the ball away, tries to catch it, but her toe is on the sideline, out of bounds. All right, it will be Maryville Bald inbound, bringing it in. Braylee Papa looking. Nobody breaks across or up the floor. The ball is tipped away, knocked loose by Haley Garrison, a 5'10 senior. She can't catch up with it, and the ball goes out of bounds. So they will inbound it again, bring it in the backcourt now for any Sparks. Sparks double team, keeps her dribble, needs help. The ball is kicked out of bounds by East Atchison. So just like last night, Maryville facing full court pressure here, and that was their downfall last night. Here's a pass to the front. Tatum Burson across the midcourt stripe, up the floor. Braylee Papa with it, double team, needs help. Gets the ball away now to Annie Sparks. Sparks looks off the right side. She goes with the pass now to Logger. Logger tries to get it inside. The ball is tipped out of bounds off of the Wolves. And once again, inbound now on the corner. On the side will be Maryville. Get the ball in the hands of Annie Sparks. Sparks gives it up for Papa. Braylee looks back to Sparks, knocked loose by East Atchison, out of bounds. 9-0 the score. The lead to East Atchison here. Again, we'll inbound from about 10 feet up off the baseline on the right side as Maryville goes left to right here in the first half. Here's a cross-court pass stolen away and a run-out layup at the other end. Two more points for Sophia Martin. She's got five quick ones, and it's 11-0. Into the middle, knock loose. Garrison picks it up. Garrison ahead, and to the front it goes to Natalie Hedlund. Natalie's got 6 points for the 5'11 junior. 13-0 here. Maryville in trouble, and we've got a held ball, and the alternate possession, it stays with the Spoofhounds this time. So inbounding will be Braylee Papa. In the backcourt, East Atchison lets them inbound it. They'll pick up three-quarter court here to the front court. Now, Brederson, pass cross, knocked away, loose, pass forward to Hedlund. She's got eight. The steal made that time by Tommy Lee Martin. 15-0. We played 2.5 minutes. To the front court, Autumn Ellis can't hang on to it. Ball gets by her, out of bounds, and it's going to belong to East Atchison. With 5:23 to go here in quarter number one. So bringing the ball up this time will be the East Atchison Wolves. Hedlund in the paint, elevates up and good. I don't know how anybody is going to stop her, and I'm not talking about tonight. She is 5'11". She can dribble the basketball, and there's timeout on the floor. 17-0 East Atchison. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
This is Sunny 101.3.
17-0, Maryville JV with the basketball. They trail the East Atchison Wolves here. And it'll be East Atchison stealing it. Hedlund with the steal. Hedlund with the layup at the other end. She's got a dozen points already. It's 19-0. To the front now, Autumn Ellis cross-court with the basketball to Curly McIlvain. And Hedlund with another steal. Up and a layup is good. This is what we saw out of her last year. They put her at 5'11 on the point of the press. This time she tips it, but it gets away. Maryville to the front court now. And at 5'11 with very long arms and great athletic ability. Here's a steal on the other end. Here comes Hedlund again. Drives up, shoots, and of course it hits the side of the rim, but it crawls in anyway. She has 16 points already. It's 23-0. All right, to the front we go. Front court with the basketball. Braley Papa to a double team. Give it up to Annie Sparks. A three ball off the mark. No good. Rebound picked up. And here we come the other way. Claire Martin on the run. Ahead to Hedlund. And another layup. Natalie Hedlund has 18 of the team's 25 points. And we're halfway through quarter number one. Up the floor. And the pass over the top of Hedlund. Too tall. Out of bounds it goes. Hedlund is going to check out of the ball game now. She's replaced in there by, well, Tommy Lee Martin is coming back in here. She is a 5'11 sophomore. Also checking in is Emily Blum, 5'8 junior. Faith Anderson, a 6-foot junior, is in the ball game. Also in there, Olivia Morris, a 5'4 senior, and Tina Merriweather, a 5'7 sophomore. Ball is loose, picked up by Martin. She goes cross-court, knocked away, and stolen by Annie Sparks. 25-0. And that was at the 4:02 mark of the first quarter. But now we go the other way with the basketball. Annie Sparks. Maryville needing to get to the middle. They do. In the paint, out to Ellis. Shot of the way, on the rim, up, no good. And the rebound is picked up here by East Atchison. Grabbed by Olivia Morris. Underneath she goes with the pass there to Faith Anderson. Anderson gives the ball up in the middle, traveling the call against Olivia Morris.
John, we've been doing this a long time. I don't think I've ever seen a player score 18 points in the first 3 minutes and 58 seconds of a ball game.
No.
That's what Natalie Hedlund did, 18 points in under 4 minutes.
That's putting them up there in a hurry. We come the other way. The ball is tipped. The ball is stolen. Merriweather on the run the other way. And she goes all the way to the hole. Up, no good. Rebound to Maryville. Brought out of there by Sabrin Lager. Up the floor. Now they hold it. The one thing Maryville is missing with this group of players, they just don't have ball handlers, Randy. They got a lot of girls that are forwards and don't really have the ball handlers right now. Here's a shot up, no good. And the rebound grabbed up here by Annie Sparks. And timeout called by Coach Kendi Eaton for 30-second break. We'll be back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Nemaha County Hospital in Auburn, Nebraska is proud to announce that this year they're celebrating Nemaha County Gives Back in a new way, digitally. Your donations help provide food and gifts to Nemaha County community members during the holiday season. 100% of donations go to local charities. Donate online at nemahacountyhospital.com or you can mail your donation to Nemaha County Hospital at 2022 13th Street in Auburn, Nebraska, 68305. Giving back to the local community during this holiday season. Visit Nemaha County Hospital. Hospital.com.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, John, I think Coach Kendi Eaton here with the Maryville JV Spoofhounds must be thinking she has to have a meeting with Coach Kelly Obley, the varsity coach, saying that you want me to go to war, I need a few more weapons.
Yeah.
She's only got 7 or 8 girls here and suited up. And, you nailed it. They don't really have any significant ball handlers on the team, and that's really going to cause issues.
Inbound the ball. It comes into Sabrin Lager. She comes up the floor now to Tatum Burson. Burson back to Lager. Dribbles, and it's taken away. Stolen by Olivia Morris. Morris on the left side. Back and up now. Back out beyond the arc to Merriweather. Right side to Garrison. Inside shot up. No good by Faith Anderson. And here comes a ball stolen, picked off by Tommy Lee Martin.
She goes around defender, throws it up, and it falls in the hole. Martin's got her second field goal, and it's now 27-0. Now up the floor with the basketball. Maryville out on the left side. Sabrin Logger with it. Back out to the top with the ball now. Annie Sparks. Sparks had it. Knocked away. He'll stay with Maryville.
Substitutes in now for East Atchison. Sophia Martin back into the ball game. Lizzie Schluter checking in also.
She's a freshman. All right, inbound the ball. It comes in here for Sparks. Sparks holds, looks off the left side, right back to her. She'll fire for three, in and out, no good. Rebound grabbed by Autumn Ellis. Now off the left side, give the ball up there for Annie Sparks. Sparks pass taken away by Merriweather. Merriweather up the floor, layup is good. So Kina Merriweather with the sophomore with a couple of points. Minute 8 to go in the quarter, 29-0 the score. It will come up the floor on the right side. Our first look at the East Atchison Wolves this year. So far, they look pretty good. Bringing the ball up the floor, onto the wing, and now back out top. Faking the three is Sparks. The defense comes to her. Merriweather commits a foul, trying to get the steal. She runs into the back of Sabrin Logger with 46 seconds to go here in the period.
On Merriweather, her first personal and the first team foul of the half on the Wolves.
All right, the ball brought in here by Papa. Gets it right back, drives up, takes the ball to the left side for Logger. Logger looking, back off she comes to Sparks. Sparks on the left side. Out it goes, and a shot attempt is blocked as it's put up out there on the far side by Logger. It will be Spoofhound basketball underneath their own bucket with 31 seconds to go in the quarter. Bring the ball in to the side, and now move the ball over. And now it's Ellis. Ellis out, down on the left side, in and out for three, no good by Logger. And there we're on the board. Autumn Ellis gets the offensive rebound and puts it up and in. It's 29-2. All right, here we come. 9 seconds to go, and the pass goes off the hands, out of bounds of Lizzie Schluter. And so Maryville will have it with just under 7 seconds to go in the quarter. And Schluter's going to put on a little one-person press here at midcourt. Get the ball up, and from just inside the three midcourt line, no good by Annie Sparks. After one, 29-2, East Atchison with the lead. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom, fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program, flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College, check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
Fat Brothers, located at 1521 Harlan. Call 245-2406 and order a whole pizza for $12. They have all your favorites, pepperoni, hamburger, meat lovers, supreme, veggie pizza, and many more varieties to choose from. They also have breakfast pizza, like biscuits and gravy pizza, and cheese sticks as well. Fat Brothers of Fall City, the one stop to fill your car and your tummy. Fat Brothers of Fall City with mom-approved bathrooms.
Sunny, 101.3.
All right, we're ready for the second quarter. I see Jersey Papa, 5'7 sophomore, into the ball game for East Atchison now.
Olivia Morris inbounds the pass, tosses into Claire Martin. Martin over onto the far side, finds Jersey Papa. Baseline in the corner, in the paint. There's Natalie Headland moving toward the basket. Puts a bounce pass over to the left side to her teammate, to Faith Anderson. And Faith Anderson has her first 2 points of the ball game. It's 31-2. Here come the Spoofhounds into forecourt. Sparks with it. Bounce pass to the right side. Comes to Logger. Back to Sparks on the left wing. Sparks double-teamed out there. Has to hand the ball back up to Burson.
Oh, go get
ball
it.
Ball is stolen away. breakaway lay-in up, and who got the steal there?
I'm waiting for a jersey.
Okay, that was Jersey Papa. Papa with the breakaway lay-in. It's 33-2. Almost stolen away, handling the basketball is Papa. Feeds it inside, ball tipped away, loose basketball, grabbed up the other direction by Olivia Morris. Morris tried the alley-oop thing, it hit the rim, and the ball is safe from going out of bounds. Stepping on the sideline as it does go out of bounds over there is Faith Anderson, and that'll give the ball back to the Spoofhounds. We've played 1 minute of the second quarter, 7 minutes to go first half, 33-2 is our score. Spoofhound JV with the basketball. Tatum Burson, a cross-court pass deflected, stolen away. Out ahead, driving lay-in off the glass, doesn't go. Rebound, follow shot, put back, won't go. Rebound, put back for the second try, up and good. That's by Jersey Papa. Papa with a pair of baskets in a row here. She's got four. It's 35-2. 6:35 to go in the first half. With the ball, Tatum Versa. She gives it around to the right wing. Handling the ball here on the near side is Logger. Logger back to the top of the key, finds Sparks. They go to Logger. Bob pass into Autumn Ellis. She can't handle it. It gets away from Ellis. Out of bounds. Turn the ball back over once again to the Wolves. East Atchison will inbound it. Claire Martin gets the ball right back, and Martin will bring it across the timeline. Martin at the top of the free throw circle. Passes to the right elbow. Back to Martin. It goes in the corner. Deep right side. Martin gets it up to Jersey Papa. Inside the paint, moved to the basket, Martin, up and off, no good. Ball safe from going out of bounds, tip back in. Shot is up and good. That was Tatum, or
Hedlund.
Hedlund, Natalie Hedlund. She's already got 20. Across the timeline with it comes Sparks. Sparks gets the ball right back out in the midcourt circle. Sparks lobs inside, Autumn Ellis. To the left elbow. Oh, baseline underneath. Nice move. They put the ball there into the hands of Braylee Papa, and Papa connects for two on the baseline. 37-4 is your score. Martin brings it up court. Martin to the left wing with it. Gives the ball into Olivia Morris. This is Morris putting a shot up over Autumn Ellis. Rebound, follow shot put back, and Ellis comes down with a defensive board for the Spoofhounds. Autumn Ellis gets the outlet pass. Gives the ball up court to Annie Sparks to the left wing. Back to Sparks, it comes at the top of the circle. Bounce pass into Ellis, free throw line. Left side, long three is up off, no good. And the rebound pulled away under the basket by Faith Anderson. Gives to Martin, who pushed the ball down court to Natalie Hedlund. Hedlund shot is up, follow shot up and good. And Natalie Hedlund has 22 points in the ball game, and we haven't played half of the second quarter yet, John.
Impressive.
Plus, she sat out 4 minutes of the first quarter, so she's actually played less than, about 6 or 7 minutes of playing time. There's a ball stolen away, and then they try to save him going out of bounds, Carly McElvain. Whole nother set of subs in here. I've got five new ball players coming in.
Sophia Martin's back in.
Meriwether's back in the ball game.
Haley Garrison's back in. Tommy Lee Martin back in.
Kelly Bloom joins us now. Here's a long three that's up and off, no good. Rebound brought down by Garrison. Garrison with the basketball at midcourt. Goes to Meriwether. Around the horn into the corner. Baseline right side under the basket. Shot is up off, no good. That shot put up by Haley Garrison, who got away out of bounds. It's going to belong to the Spoofhounds. 4:16 to play, second period, 39-4, your score. Inbound the pass to Annie Sparks. Sparks will bring it up court for Maryville. Into the corner, down deep, baseline left side. Back to Sparks at the top of the key. Looking here to the near side with it. They want to go to McElvain. She can't get in underneath with it. She picks up her dribble. Ball is tipped into the middle. Sparks with the ball. Sparks. There's a shot blocked by Meriwether. Ball is stolen, picked up loose. The other direction they go with it, Ellie Bloom. Bloom had the ball tipped away from her, knocked out of bounds by the Spoofhounds. It'll belong to East Atchison. 3:46 to play second quarter. 39-4. East Atchison with the lead. Meriwether to inbound it under the basket, right under the back basket. Puts the pass into Garrison. Haley Garrison couldn't get it. Meriwether with a putback shot that won't go. They come up with yet another rebound. Coming out of there is Tommy Martin. Martin up top to Sophia Martin. Back to Meriwether. Into the corner. tried to save it from going out of bounds there was Alex Barnett, but it got away. It's going to belong.
It was tipped by Maryville.
It was tipped by Maryville, so it'll stay. Merriweather will inbound it. It'll stay with East Atchison. Now the ball gets away from East Atchison. This time touched last by Tommy Martin, and it'll go back to the junior varsity Spoofhounds from Maryville. Inbound the pass, up court with the ball. Come the Spoofhounds across the timeline. Oh, a cross-court pass stolen by Merriweather. Keena Merriweather all the way. Couldn't get it on the try for the lay-in. Now fast break back the other direction. All the way to the corner. No shot. Baseline left side down to Lager. Lager holds the ball for a moment. Back up to Sparks. To the near side. Comes over to McElvain. She has the ball stolen away. With the steal was Tommy Martin. Tommy Martin down court pass to Sophia Martin. Sophia Martin lobs it to Tommy Martin in the paint. Now Haley Garrison feeds it off to Merriweather. Merriweather gets her own rebound. Follow shot. Rebound. Follow shot. Took three tries, but she got it down. Keena Merriweather has 4 points.
She's going to have a pretty good offensive rebound average, too.
Yeah, doing a good job getting her own rebounds and putting it back. Now Merriweather with another steal. 3-on-2 fast break. Merriweather feeds it over to her teammate in the paint. Won't go. Ball is rebound is pulled down underneath by Lager. That shot was put up by Tommy Martin and couldn't get it down. Look at here. We've got a player over talking to the coach instead of going down the floor. Huh. Timeout taken. 2:16 to play first half. 41-4 our score. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
2 minutes, 16 seconds to play in the first half here at Mound City in this girls' game. 41-4 our score. East Atchison dominating the junior varsity team from Maryville. Coming up later tonight, we'll have boys basketball. The 9 o'clock tip-off scheduled for South Holt and East Atchison in boys competition. Looking forward to that one. And then we'll be back here again tomorrow at 4:30 for four more games. East Atchison, South Holt Girls, East Atchison, Mound City Boys at 6, Mound City Girls versus LeBlanc at 7:30, and then Rockport and LeBlanc Boys at 9. So four big games coming up tomorrow night also. Spoofhounds basketball, the inbound pass. Rayleigh Papa gets it up to Sparks. Back to Papa it comes. Rayleigh Papa in the corner. Goes down and around in between two defenders. She's trapped down there. Her pass is stolen on the baseline, and back the other direction comes East Atchison. All the way in for the driving layup. Rebound, follow shot, put back, put up by Tommy Martin. Couldn't get it, and the rebound comes down to the Spoofhounds. Into forecourt. Olivia, or check that. That's Bailey Papa. Papa up top to Sparks. Back to Papa. Into the corner, a long three, right side, oh, a two.
Two.
Up and good, hitting the two was Sabrina Lager. Makes it 41-6. She must have had the toe on the line down there. 1:25 to go, first half. Again into forecourt. To set it up is Olivia Morris. Lob pass underneath the basket, off the glass. Shot is up and good by Tommy Martin. She's got 6 points. A minute 9 to go here in the first half. Sparks brings it across the timeline. Sparks looks over here to Papa. Into the corner. McElvain back up looking for Papa. Ball is stolen away on the steal. Lizzie Schluter driving layup. Off no good. Rebound. Follow shot. Put back. Wait till she turns.
I think it's Jersey Papa.
Yep, yep,
Jersey
number 20. Papa. All right. 44 seconds to go here in the first half. Sparks with the ball. Coming over to the near side with it to Papa. Papa in traffic. Got slapped the ball away from her. We'll have a foul called. Going to be on Lizzie Schluter. Schluter called for the personal. That'll be her first team foul number 2. Inbound pass to Sparks in the corner on the right side of the basket. Sparks has the ball knocked away and stolen from her. And East Atchison down court with 33 seconds to go. Tommy Martin gets it across the timeline to the near side, Olivia Morris. This is Morris with the ball. Inside traffic, shot off the glass up and good by Haley Garrison, her first 2 points. Garrison, the senior, set up camp there underneath the basket. They put the ball in her hands. 47-6, 12 seconds to go here. Handling the ball is Braylee Papa. Papa at the free throw line, triple teamed in traffic, had the ball stripped away from her, grabbed up loose by Lizzie Sluter. Sluter won't get the shot off in time for the buzzer, and at the half, the East Atchison Wolves are leading. The Maryville JV Spoofhounds 47-6 is our halftime score. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the Armbruster Motor Company halftime scoring recap right after this 2-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
This is Erica Jansen at SBS Insurance in Auburn. Do you consider yourself a safe driver and feel that you should benefit from that with lower auto insurance premiums? Auto insurance companies like Nationwide, Progressive, and Travelers offer telematics. Based on your safe driving, you can see up to a 30% discount. If you want to know more about how your safe driving can save you money, give your local SBS office a call.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside Mound City High School. It's halftime. The East Atchison Wolves leading the Maryville JV Spoofhounds 47-6, our halftime score. And it's time now for the Armbruster Motor Company halftime scoring recap. Armbruster Motor Company in Fall City has been in business since 1951, currently offering Chevrolet, Buick, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram. John?
In the first half for Maryville JV, three girls in the scoring column, Braylee Papa, Sabre Lager, and Autumn Ellis, all with 2 points apiece for the Spoofhound JV here tonight. They have not attempted a free throw yet in this ball game. For East Atchison tonight, they are led by Natalie Headland. She had 22 points. She had 18 in the first 4 minutes of the ball game, but finished the first half with 22. After that, Sophia Martin with 5, Tommy Lee Martin with 6, Jersey Papa with 6, Kena Merriweather with 4, 2 each for Faith Anderson and Haley Garrison for their total of 47. And Mary East Atchison 1 for 2 at the free throw line. Now, let's just give credit where credit's due. I mean, obviously, East Atchison is very good. Obviously, Maryville JV is struggling. I said last night they had 15 players here. Tonight they have 8 because a bunch of the girls went with the varsity. Probably all freshmen. I haven't even looked here, but I bet they're all, well, there's a couple sophomores, I guess, here tonight. But Coach Justin Barnes pressed early, pulled him back into his zone. The officials, while they call it like they see it, they've not called many fouls in this ball game. We're not shooting a bunch of free throws. So, you know, everybody's doing the best they can. Sometimes things get away from you like this or any. It's not much fun if you're playing in this game, probably for either team. But, hey, you're out here trying to get better.
That's for sure. That's our halftime scoring recap presented by Armbruster Motor Companies. Armbruster Motor, located at 307 West 17th Street in Fall City. We're going to take a two-minute break here, then check in with your local weather. Another 2 minutes, and we'll be back with a tip for the third quarter on Sunny 101.3.
Generations of family working together on the same piece of land. It's a tradition around here. On a farm or ranch, everyone has their chores to do. The whole family contributes. It's a hard life, but it's a good life, too. Agriculture is America's largest family business. We're proud to be a part of it. Together we grow. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank, Fall City, and Stella. Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
C&M Seed Center LLC is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgro, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center LLC, 660-442-6085, or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mount City, Missouri.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Fall City, your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our eight-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm meteorologist Ray Miller with your weather for the tri-state area. Partly cloudy skies tonight with temperatures falling back into the mid-30s and winds out of the south at 5 to 10 miles an hour. A sunny and mild day in store on Wednesday with highs reaching the upper 60s and winds from the west at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Wednesday night looks clear with temperatures in the lower 40s and westerly winds at 5 to 10. Thursday, plenty of sunshine with high temperatures in the low 70s. On Friday, we'll see plenty of sunshine with high temperatures in the low 60s. Saturday, sunshine with high temperatures reaching the upper 40s. Sunday, sunshine, temperatures in the mid-50s. Monday looks mainly sunny and will cool off a little bit with high temperatures in the upper 40s. And for Tuesday, look for a blend of clouds and sunshine with high temperatures once again topping out in the mid to upper 40s. That's a look at your latest forecast. For Weatherology, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
While you are shopping for that perfect Christmas gift online, fraudsters are shopping for your personal information and debit card number. To keep your information and money safe, FNN Bank offers an identity theft protection program, Cyber Scout, and fraud monitoring services. FNN Bank will keep you protected during this holiday season.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage, Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Farm and City Supply.
we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your Country Parts Superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3.
It's halftime here at Mound City High School. Our halftime score, East Atchison leading Maryville's JV 47-6. Coming up after this, we've got boys basketball action, a 9 o'clock tip-off scheduled as the South Hold Knights will take on the Wolves of East Atchison. That'll be boys basketball. And then we'll have continuing live coverage tomorrow of this tournament. Four big games beginning at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon. So you'll want to leave that radio dial set right here to Sunny 101.3, as we'll have lots more basketball coming your way from Mound City. Ready now to move to third quarter action. Well, it will be Maryville basketball. The JV, the starting five, are in for East Atchison. They've got two more groups of five down here getting coached up right now by the assistants. I've got a feeling we're going to have waves of Wolves coming into the ballgame here in the second half.
I think they come in packs.
Yeah, they might, probably so. But they'll come in waves. Here's the right side three ball up. Too strong by Autumn Ellis. Long rebound brought down by Tommy Mealy Martin. And she'll give the ball up for Claire Martin. Ahead it goes to Haley Garrison. She'll give it to Headless. She dribbles around two defenders, goes to the hole, and puts it up and in. That's 23 and 24 points of the night for her. 49-6 our score. Taken to the top of the key, and tie post, and now across the floor, stolen, taken away, picked up, and a pass ahead, and the ball won't go this time. And a follow-up shot for us by Sophia Martin and grabbed up and put in by Tommy Lee Martin, I believe it was.
Yes.
And it's now 51-6, Tommy Lee. Tommy's got eight.
There comes your first wave.
Yep.
They didn't even get to play much more than a minute here.
Yeah, well, you know, as your head coach, you know, this is your first game. The girls want, you need to play. You know, you didn't practice today. You got to play. But you also want to be respectful of your opponent. So here comes five different Wolves into the ball game.
Olivia Morris is in there. Meriwether is back on the floor.
East Action fans, you can correct me if I'm wrong. Faith Anderson, a 6-foot junior. I believe she's the girl for East Action last year that tied the all-time Missouri high jump record in the state track meet.
She looks like a high
jumper. Yes, she does. I could see why that would happen. She's just a junior. Tied the state record at winning the state high jump last year, last spring. All right, work the ball around. Maryville with the basketball, down 51-6 here. Dribbling through traffic will be Annie Sparks, and a foul over on the far side. Who?
Boy,
I didn't hear him and couldn't see his fingers.
That was a quick one. There it is.
All right, that foul's on Faith Anderson. Her first, team foul number one. Ball goes to the backcourt, picked up by Sparks.
To the officials' credit, that's only the fourth foul called so far in the ballgame.
Done a nice job. Take the ball to the right side. And they're not just letting things go blindly either. Up the floor, a steal and a layup at the other end is no good this time by Jersey Papa. And here comes Maryville with the basketball. Picking up her dribble will be Braylee Papa. Papa's pass, tip, they control it. Spoof hound ball, looking left side for Sparks. For three, no. Rebound grab by Claire Martin. And we come up the floor with it, Meriwether. Shot up, no good by Emily Burns. Who followed, Randy?
Follow shot as soon as she turns. I've got
Papa, 20?
Yeah, Jersey Papa.
Jersey Papa again has eight now in the night. To the front court we go, out on the left side. Give the ball up there for Tatum Burson. And her pass knocked to the back court, and it's going to stay. It's going to go, rather, to the Wolves. Well, good to see Tatum Burson back out there. She left the court midway through that second quarter and headed off to the locker room. Looks like she's okay. coming up the floor, bounce pass inside and turn around. Too strong on the shot that time for Faith Anderson. And the ball grabbed up by the Spoof Hound at the 5-minute mark of the third quarter. 53-6, here's a takeaway, a steal, and a double dribble, and a turnover. Anderson had the right idea, but got both hands on the ball, and here comes another.
To her credit, she gave the referee a big old smile.
Yep. Another pack of wolves coming in here. Alex Barnett, sophomore's in the ball game.
Brooke Lee is in there now.
Also in the game, Lizzie Schluter again.
Jersey
Schmidt gets a steal. Schluter running it out of the other end, lost control of it. Picked up by one of her teammates on the offensive end on the rebound. That, I believe, was number one, J.C. Smith. And now the Spoof Hounds with the basketball coming the other way. Out on the right side, a long two-pointer up, no good for Logger. A rebound, Smith on the run. No, that's 13. I don't have a 13, Randy.
No, I don't either.
Uh-oh.
They surprised us.
Yes, so we go the other way and a push into the middle. Shot up off the glass, two for Lizzie Schluter. So Schluter gets the rebound. See if I've got it over here. 13 is Grace Oswald, a freshman. Grace Oswald.
She's not on our roster.
She's on the program they gave me, though.
What's her number?
13.
Okay.
So she's in the ball game.
I think I do remember reading about her in an email.
All right, take the ball inside. Stolen away by Schluter at the 3:35 mark. Schluter pushes ahead to Oswald. Spins out of there. Gives the ball in the middle. Shot up. No good by Brooke Lee. And it'll be Maryville with the rebound. Saber and Logger. Gives the ball up, and they will walk the ball up the floor. Off the left side. Saber and Logger with it again. We'll give the ball up to Sparks. Mary will play in a deliberate brand of basketball here, Randy, which I think is pretty smart. Here's one off the glass, up and good by Logger. You kind of short keep the clock running. You don't make as many turnovers. Here's a pass to the middle. Shot up, no good by Schluter. Rebound saved in by Maryville. It ends up in the hands of Schluter. Off the glass, no. And it ends up with an offensive rebound to Brooke Lee, who puts it up and in. 2:40 to go in the third. 57-8 the lead to East Atchison. Take the ball to the left side with the ball. Annie Sparks. Sparks with it. Back out to the top. Swing it around. Pass over the top. Loose. It gets through the defense over to Burson. Now she'll hold it, cross court. Schluter knocked it loose and got a push foul called on her. Her second foul of the half. So into the game, let's see. 32, Emily Bloom, 5'8 junior for East Atchison. And we got another player in down there underneath. Into the game again. Emily Bloom is in there. I think I said that. Papa's in there.
Jersey Papa's back in.
Okay. So bring the ball in, and a reach-in held ball will go to East Atchison on the alternating possession. Two more minutes to go in the third quarter. 57-8, and here comes East Atchison to the front. Take the ball into Schluter. Turn around. Little jump hook up is no good, and bringing it down, Braylee Papa. Papa for Maryville, bringing the ball up now. Sparks ahead on the left side. Get the ball forward to Logger. Logger back out to Sparks. To the top, Papa will reset. Bounce pass to the right side. Pass back to Papa, knocked away. Schluter chases it down. Schluter with a big step up, short, no good. Rebound grabbed by the Wolves. Shot up, no good by Smith. And now the shot by Oswald is up, no good. And another offensive rebound, this one by Bloom, up, no good. And a rebound by Maryville.
0 for 5 that trip.
Yes. A lot of pretty good looks, just a little too much oomph Turnaround at the other end by Maryville. Ellis up, no good, and under a minute to go. Rebound coming up the floor. Grace Oswald with it. Oswald cross court, now swinging around. Jersey Papa inside to Bloom, can't get her to go. And now here comes Maryville with 45 seconds to go in the quarter. To the front court with the basketball. Papa. How many players did you count for Maryville when the game started? Eight?
Yes.
Now we're down to six.
Really?
Yeah, we're
There were eight here when we started.
We're missing a couple here. Oh, they're down here in the front of the scorer's bench. No wonder I couldn't find him. They're checking into the game now. Okay, I'm sorry. J.C. Alston checks into the ball game.
Carly McElvain.
Carly McElvain. All right. 30 seconds to go. Inbounding Maryville underneath their own bucket. And up and good on the inbound. Nice little play there. Two-pointer up and good for Sabrin Longer. She's got six in the ball game. And double figures now here for Maryville. 57-10 with 14 seconds to go. Inside, the pass goes. Bloom up on the right side, up and good for Emily Bloom, her first bucket of the ball game. And Maryville will end the third quarter down 59-10 to the East Atchison Wolves. We'll be back with fourth quarter action after this one-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
SureGrow has changed its name. The new name is SureAg LLC in Forest City. The staff and service that you have depended on will remain the same. If you had good luck with the chemicals to keep your fields clean, then SureAg LLC will continue to do the same. Your fertilizer questions and options will be answered from the same expert staff at SureAg LLC. New owners, but same great staff and same great service you've come to expect. SureAg LLC, located in Forest City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
All right, we've got a fresh 8 minutes up on the clock. We move into the fourth and final quarter, 59-10 our score. East Atchison with the lead, and here comes the steal. The Wolves into forecourt to set it up. That was Oswald handling the basketball. It comes back to Oswald here on the right side, into the corner to Jersey Papa. Baseline in the corner. Oswald with a long three off the glass, doesn't go. Rebound Jersey Papa. Follow shot up, off, doesn't go down. And coming down with the rebound is McElvain for the Spoof Hounds. McElvain gives the ball over to Tatum Burson. Now this is Sparks with the basketball. Finds Lager on the left elbow. Lager feeds it into traffic. Tried to get it back to Lager and goes right to the referee out of bounds. Turnover gives the ball back again to East Atchison. Inbounding it will be Alex Barnett. Barnett tosses into Oswald. She dribbles across the timeline. Finds Barnett on the right wing. Jersey Papa's in the corner. They go in the paint with it instead. And there's a lay-in up and good by Alex Barnett. Barnett with her first 2 points of the ball game makes it 61-10, 7 minutes to go in the contest. On the left wing, handling the ball is Lager. Lager has the ball tipped away from her. Ellie Bloom got over there and tipped it. Brooke Lee. Substitutes running all different directions here, John. They're coming in.
J.C. Smith's back in for East Atchison. Also, Jersey Papa's in there.
Lizzie Sluter's in the lineup. Now we'll get it down to just five. They had six players out there for a minute.
I'm sure it seemed like that.
I was counting
a lot tonight.
Sparks with the ball. Sparks almost had it stolen away. Now the pass is stolen away, but it gets out of bounds. Touched last by East Atchison, and it'll stay with the Spoof Hounds.
Rachel Shields in there for Maryville, a 5'4 sophomore now.
The only nice thing about the ball going out of bounds like this is the clock keeps running.
Yeah, this running clock or a couple of free throws and the game's over.
Long three is up and off, no good. Rebound pulled down into the basket by Lizzie Sluter. Down court in a hurry comes
Jersey Smith with the ball. Now it's stolen back and starting to get ragged down here, John. Everybody on the floor diving after a loose basketball. Jump ball is called. Possession arrow is going to favor East Atchison. They'll have the ball. Alex Barnett will inbound it. Barnett into Oswald. She'll turn and launch a long three that doesn't go. And there with the rebound to take it down is Annie Sparks. Sparks gives the ball up to Braylee Papa. Papa lost her dribble, now needs some help. Well, that ball went right through the girl's hands and into her, hit her in the face, right in the nose.
That hurt.
Ball came up loose. The other direction in the paint. Jump shot is up. That won't go down for Schluter. Follow shot, Oswald won't go. And the rebound comes down to East Atchison. Like the official stopping the she's game here for the young lady that got hit in the nose. She may have a bloody nose. I'm
yeah.
not sure.
And we'll have to check out. And into her, in for her comes Autumn Ellis again.
All right, so the basketball will belong to the Spoofhound JV here with 4:47 to go in the game. 61-10 our score. East Atchison with the lead. Annie Sparks brings it into forecourt to set the offense for the Spoofhounds. Kicks it out to the right side in the corner to McKelvey. Ball is stolen away. This is Schluter on the fast break the other way off the glass. Up and off the rim, wouldn't go down for it. Ooh, big collision over on the far side. A couple of girls banged heads over there. Now the ball is loose underneath, and Braylee Papa ends up with the basketball. Here come the Spoofhounds on the attack now offensively. Braylee Papa goes to the top of the key between defenders, puts it over to the right side. Annie Sparks handled it momentarily. Now it comes back to Sparks. She bobbled the ball there for a minute and got it back. Sparks penetrates inside the paint, into the corner, kicks it down to Autumn Ellis, who launches a long two that doesn't go. Rebound, try for follow shot, put back up, won't go down. Put up by McElvain. Now Oswald with a breakaway layup to the other end. Lays it up off the glass and good. Oswald got it down for two. 63-10. 3:37 to go in the ball game. Sparks into forecourt for the Spoofhounds. Pass goes off to the right side. Back up top it comes to Sparks. Sparks in the paint. Feeds it underneath. Shot is up. Won't go down. That shot launched there by Braylee Papa. Had a good look under the basket, John. Couldn't get it to fall. Oswald down court with the ball. Oswald being chased out here by McElvain. They feed it into traffic. There's a nice block on that one by Autumn Ellis. Tried to put a shot up on the baseline. Brooke Lee checks back in now for East Atchison. Logger back onto the floor for the Spoofhounds, as is Tatum Burson, as well as
Rachel Shield back
in. Yeah, Shield,
there.
Okay. That's Rachel Shield. She's a 5'4 sophomore. Oswald to inbound it. Baseline under the basket. Puts it in. There's a shot off the glass. Rims around and off. Did not go down. Point blank range. Couldn't get it to fall. Fast break in a hurry for the Spoofhounds. Down court with the ball is McElvain. Back to McElvain. Went over top of her. Pass was too tall. Out of bounds into the stands. Turnover gives the ball back again to the Wolves of East Atchison. Clock down to 2 minutes, 23 seconds to play in the ball game.
Don't brag enough these rims last night, how friendly they were. Well, they had not been friendly to anybody tonight in any of these games.
Boys basketball coming up later. Here's Oswald with a shot from the free throw line that's up and off, no good. The rebound down to the Spoofhounds. Falling to the floor with the basketball. Ball's going to stay with the Spoofhounds. We're going to have a foul called on who?
J.C. Smith, number one.
Okay.
Her first. Team foul number three. Number four.
Under 2 minutes to go here now. All the way into traffic. Logger lays it up. Couldn't get it. The ball is fought for. It's on the floor. Coming out of there with it in heavy traffic is Brooke Lee. Lee gets it out to Oswald. She'll push it down court on a fast break and now decide to pull it up and hold it up between the rings. Oswald, lob pass. Stolen away and stolen right back once again by Jersey Smith. Jersey Smith comes up to Oswald. She'll set it with a minute 21 to go. Oswald in the paint. Feeds it underneath. Oh, nice pass. Shots up. He couldn't finish, though. Put it into the hands of Ellis Barnett. Barnett could not get it to drop. Jump ball. Possession arrow goes to the Spoofhounds. Just over a minute to play on this one. Be sure and stay tuned for the Armbruster Motor Company Post-game scoring recap coming up when this one is wrapped up, and then that boys' nightcap a little bit later here this evening around 9 o'clock scheduled for that one. Here's a turnover where the ball gets away in the corner. That one's going to start early, John.
Yeah, last night we went early with that last game, so they might do that again tonight.
They sometimes only allow about 10 minutes between games. We'll see. Oswald into forecourt with 40 seconds to play. Comes to Papa, Jersey Papa in traffic. Shot blocked away nicely by Lager. Back up top, it comes to Oswald. Oswald into the corner, handling it. That's Papa's shot, couldn't get it. There's a shot for two from inside the paint, put up by Garrison. It wouldn't fall. Oswald again, out to the left side. Jersey Smith for three, won't go. Now it goes out of bounds, touched last by East Atchison. The basketball will belong to the Spoof Hounds. Clock is winding down here to 6 seconds, 5 seconds. Spoof Hounds basketball into forecourt. Lager, in the paint. Shot is up off, no good. Your final score tonight, East Atchison 63 and Maryville JV 10. We'll take a 2-minute timeout here and be back with the Armbruster Motor Company post-game scoring recap right after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri has been a family-owned business for more than 30 years. They carry the largest inventory of corrugated plastic drainage tubing, fittings, and supplies in the Midwest. Plus, they're a large volume dealer of corrugated and smooth wall polyurethane pipe, PVC, and corrugated pipe and plastic IC welders. They custom fabricate drop inlets, hoods, baffles, and special size risers too. For drainage supplies, see Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri. Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain-neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at goldentriangleenergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
Alan and the staff at Yoakum Service on East 2nd in Mound City would like to wish the Mound City Panthers success in today's game. The Mound City Panthers and Yoakum Service are two winning teams. Farmers, in order to have a great growing season, team up with Yoakum Service. They have the chemicals to keep your crops healthy and the fertilizer to produce a record crop. Yoakum Service. See them in Mound City today.
Nothing runs like a deer. The staff of Hiawatha Implement on North State and Mound City wish the area schools good luck in all their school and sports endeavors. Wishing the teams the strength of a John Deere tractor, the pride in doing the best they can do every time, and sportsmanship, the true power behind any team. In Mound City, for John Deere sales, service, and parts, all you need to know is Hiawatha Implement. Nothing runs like a deer.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back here to Mound City, where we are between the third and the fourth game of the night. They put 15 minutes up on the clock, so we're going to get a few extra minutes, but we're still going to start this game early. Let's do this wrap-up on the previous game, brought to you by Armbruster Motor Company, now in business, celebrating 70 years in business in Falls City. They've been there since 1951 at 307 West 15th Street. Your Buick, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer. Well, the scoring, Maryville JV came over here very without many players. They started the game when they just had 8 players. They had 15 last night because their wrestler team is playing a game tonight, I believe. Sabre and Lager had 6 points and 2 each for Braylee Papa and Autumn Ellis in the ball game tonight for Maryville. They dropped to 0-2 on the year. For East Atchison, they jumped out to a 29-2 lead at the end of the first quarter. They were led by Natalie Hedlund. She scored 24 points in the ballgame. She had 18 in the first quarter with over 4 minutes to go in that quarter. She had 18 points, ends up with 24. She was the only player in double figures. Sophia Martin had 5 in the ballgame. Grace Oswald had 2. Lizzie Schluter had 2 points in the ballgame tonight. We had 8 points for Tommy Lee Martin, 8 for Jersey Poppy, 4 for Kenna Merriweather, 4 for Emily Bloom, and 2 each for Faith Anderson, Brooke Lee, and Haley Garrison for their total of 63 points in tonight's ballgame. 63-10, your final in that girls' game here in pool play tonight at Mound City. Our scoring wrap-up of that game brought to you by our Brewster Motor Company in Fall City, selling new and pre-owned vehicles with certified technicians and a full-service body shop. Earlier tonight, it was the Mound City girls over Rockport, 27-16. And our previous boys game tonight, Rockport beat Northland Christian, 62-43. Coming up next, it will be the South Holt Knights taking on the East Atchison Wolves here tonight at this Mound City tournament in the final boys game of the night. Right now, we're going to take a little longer break here. We'll take a two-minute timeout. We'll check in with the weather and then hear from some more of our sponsors. And, again, thank those sponsors whenever you get a chance for helping us bring you the high school basketball, not only this early season tournament, but throughout the year. We'll be back in just a few minutes to give you the starting lineups for the boys' final game of the night on Sunny 101.3.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
Farmers State Bank is proud to be your community bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. With regional strength and a local advantage, they're committed to serving your financial needs through qualified, individualized customer service. Visit fscbank.com to learn more. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in tonight's game from everyone at the Farmers State Bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. Farmers State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender, NMLS number 43050.
At Lundson Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundson Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsonRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundson Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at ArmbrusterMotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile. Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm meteorologist Ray Miller with your weather for the tri-state area. Partly cloudy skies tonight with temperatures falling back into the mid-30s and winds out of the south at 5 to 10 miles an hour. A sunny and mild day in store on Wednesday with highs reaching the upper 60s and winds from the west at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Wednesday night looks clear with temperatures in the lower 40s and westerly winds at 5 to 10. Thursday, plenty of sunshine with high temperatures in the low 70s. On Friday, we'll see plenty of sunshine with high temperatures in the low 60s. Saturday, sunshine with high temperatures reaching the upper 40s. Sunday, sunshine, temperatures in the mid-50s. Monday looks mainly sunny and will cool off a little bit with high temperatures in the upper 40s. And for Tuesday, look for a blend of clouds and sunshine with high temperatures once again topping out in the mid to upper 40s. That's a look at your latest forecast. For Weatherology, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller on Sunny 101.3.
Community Medical Center in Falls City is proud to be providing orthopedic and sports medicine services with their new clinic, Ortho Midwest, with Dr. Adam Streit. Dr. Streit and his professional staff are available to see patients in their Falls City clinic for consultations and surgeries. Ortho Midwest is conveniently located at Community Medical Center. To get you on the road to recovery, call Ortho Midwest at 402-245-6510. Working together to achieve your best. Community Medical Center in Falls City.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with four lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
Hall Funeral Chapel of Falls City and Auburn. Dignity, quality, and caring. Everything a family deserves. Hall Family Funeral Services. We are a full service providing the most elaborate funeral service to the simplest graveside service. Since no two people are exactly alike, neither should their funeral ceremony be alike. Hall Funeral staff provide pre-need counseling, no charge. Contact Todd at Hall Family Funeral Service.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
We welcome you back once again to Mountain City High School. Randy Gatula, John Nixon with you. And, well, John, we're well underway with another season of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3. Time to remind all of our listeners, not only do we have coverage this week of this Mountain City tournament, continuing tomorrow with four games, but coming up Friday night, I know you're excited to get on the air over on our sister station, KTNC. You're going to have a couple of good ball games.
We've got Sterling Jets coming to Falls City to take on the Sacred Heart Irish on Friday night. And Sterling girls have been really good the last few years. Sacred Hearts have been tremendous. And the boys' team should be really good, too, I think. If we ever see any preseason ratings, probably all four of those teams would be ranked. And Sacred Heart fans, if you happen to be tuned in tonight listening, they're going to celebrate the Sacred Heart Girls Volleyball State Championship during that, I think, prior to the boys' game or halftime.
Half-time,
I forget
half-time
which.
Halftime of the
half-time
boys.
Halftime of the boys, okay. I read it this morning, but I forgot. I know it's sometime with to do with the boys, so that's Friday night. So they'll do that as well, so you want to be there for that. So
the rack will be rocking there, John. You know, the beauty of that thing is you take the athletes in these small schools and you take the fine athletes that played football at Sterling. And, of course, Sterling had a good, solid volleyball team.
Oh, yeah.
As did Sacred Heart and, of course, state champion volleyball for Sacred Heart's girls. All you do is reload, switch sports, go out and play basketball with the same group of kids, and it's still just as competitive as always. So I think you should look forward to that one. You should have a couple of good ball games there.
Well, I've already found some I'm looking forward to later this season. When East Ashton is a very good team. We can't really say we know much about them after tonight's game because the Maryville JV is just not very good. But East Ashton and Sacred Heart play a girl-boy doubleheader later this year. That could be a lot of fun, too.
Where's that going to be?
I think it's an East Ashton home game, so probably at Turkio. And that should be a fun one coming up here later on this season at some point.
Oh, we've got a...